like a part of WPTS while I was here, but alas.
Alrighty.
It was not meant to be.
Well, we're back.
Alright.
The mics are on again.
Is this the same episode?
It will be.
Ooh, it's gonna be a long one.
It's two files, though. It's
gonna be a long one, because we haven't even gotten to the meat of it yet.
The meat of it.
Yeah.
Time to talk about some meaty boys.
Yeah, so we've just finished talking about Dragon Ball.
We just finished talking about Dragon Ball, which we will pick up on in the future.
Great stuff, you know.
Yeah,
of
course.
We love to see it.
It's classic, vintage.
But you know what has had maybe even a greater impact artistically, culturally,
spiritually,
than Dragon Ball? Somehow. I still find it hard to believe that this is like an accurate sort of
Neon
claim.
Genesis Evangelion.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let's please not talk about that.
No. What I'm talking about is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Alright, so you've kind of teed up a natural question that I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Because I don't really know.
JoJo is the longest running still in, you know, production manga series. It's been started in like the 80s.
I thought it was Golgo 13.
Golgo 13 might be have you been doing research while I was gone, Zach?
No, I...
How the fuck did you pull Golgo 13 out of your ass?
I think Golgo 13 started in the 60s.
That might be it. I don't know anything about Golgo 13, but I know that JoJo is like... one of the longest...
I know everything about JoJo now.
One of the longest running manga series.
Okay.
All with the same author, Hirohiko Araki, who we stan.
Yeah, we do.
It is one of the best-selling manga series. One of the most influential.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah. No, it has a legitimate... And, like, the reason that we, me and you, and probably many other people, have not necessarily caught on to it in the same way that something like Dragon Ball caught on is because it was translations were pretty scarce prior to this past decade.
Okay.
Where
but it's been going on long.
It's been going
then.
On forever, and it's been hugely influential for nearly its entire time.
And now, so the anime started in what, 2012?
I think it started in Japan in 2012. I think, I don't know when the first like translation started coming around, but like, I think that was in like 2017, or not necessarily translations, but made like available for like Western audiences.
So there had been no like anime adaptation.
There was
prior to 2012.
There was like a like 8-episode like series about of like JoJo back in like the 90s, but like nobody ever cites it for anything. There's been like a few like video games about JoJo popped up in the years, but like no, until it showed up, like until like it was the show was made available like over here, did it start to like actually gain some widespread cachet.
Now, why?
And I would argue that like this past year is when it like really like hit.
I feel like the amount of JoJo I have seen since starting watching JoJo has been kind of wild.
Yeah, everybody fucking.
So why didn't they? Why did it take so long for an anime to be made of this like
probably
uber popular franchise?
I would guess like rights issues. I think like I think the series has gone through different like distributors over its course, and like I don't know, but like this is all speculation. I have no idea why it took so long.
No, this is kind of a secondary question.
I think it also depends, is like the show is like unlike any show period,
sure,
but also any sort of similar anime or manga series also, and like probably requires a different sort of resources like availability and like production philosophy to make. I'm not sure though. I don't know enough about the production side of anime, so.
Well, now this is just a sort of a secondary question on that point. Just pretty much every anime that like we watch come from a manga.
Almost all of them, yeah.
like, obviously Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball does.
Obviously JoJo, obviously, like, One Punch Man does.
Naruto does.
Naruto, One Piece. Does,
like, Cal-
like Cowboy anyway, Bebop?
No.
That was, that's just...
There's, like, an adaptation made of it, which, like, probably like, really? Came out around the same time, but Cowboy Bebop was, like, a TV original. I think Evangelion was, although...
Really?
The story about the Evangelion manga is, like, kind of wild, because it, like, differs drastically from the show. I don't think... I might be wrong about this, and I probably am, but, like, I don't think Gundam started as a manga series. I've never heard anybody talk about, like, the Gundam manga. It's only ever been anime. And, like, Gundam is one of the biggest franchises in the entire world.
Right. Akira was
in which is going to be manga. The next thing we get into. I don't know if you get into Gundam, but it's, like, hard to get your hands on.
I don't know. But, so we're here to talk about JoJo.
Yes, we have started the JoJo
the surprisingly
one. I started a
prominent JoJo.
I think I made, like, a shout-out to JoJo.
You probably did. Like,
sometime last year. Yeah, over the summer. I watched Phantom Blood in its entirety, and I was like, this show is fucking insane.
Yeah, you did.
And
you convinced me to watch it through telling me about some of the various...
It's mostly character names, I think, was what got you.
Yeah, where I was like, okay. This, I have to see this.
So, let's get into it. Should say that, like, JoJo, obviously the manga is, like, ongoing, as is the anime. The anime has been made through the fifth part of the manga series, which is currently in its eighth part.
Okay.
So, like, and they don't seem to be, like, taking their time on producing the show. Like, I would not expect season 6 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure for another few years.
Okay.
Which by that point maybe season 8 might be, or part 8 might be finished, but maybe not. Okay. Araki is like taking his time, which he's earned.
Hey, yeah,
should be said that
massive success.
Yeah, Araki is just a phenomenal artist. It's like it's like his work has been featured in the Louvre. Like, not even a joke. Yeah, he the amount of care that he puts into his, like, illustrations and stuff is just stunning.
Whoa.
It's probably only gotten better as he's moved off of, like, a weekly publishing schedule.
Oh, I'm sure. That has to, like, run you thin.
Yeah, I think it's, like, monthly now or bi-monthly.
Whatever. So
the show.
We initially started JoJo coinciding with us watching the chunk of Dragon Ball that we had just talked about. At a certain point, though, I think we made the decision that we're gonna need to, like,
pause.
We'll find a place to stop in Dragon Ball because this thing deserves our attention.
This is too much.
This is too much. There's too much happening here that we can't be dividing ourselves between these and fully enjoy them. So we finished up Dragon Ball and then
we're like, let's just watch fucking the rest of this season JoJo.
So we've seen the first and second part of JoJo, correct?
Yeah. Which is nice that it like sort of offers these natural, like, entry and exit points.
Yeah. Phantom Blood and Battle Tendency.
Yes.
The two first seasons, or I mean, I think calling them parts is easier because once again, seasons is a nebulous term in the category of anime.
They're like combined into one season for some reason, even though they're independent story arcs and stuff. I don't know. It's weird.
But so we've seen the first two parts of JoJo.
So, not Battle Tendency. We'll get to Battle Tendency.
Will we?
Phantom Blood. Phantom Blood is a relatively... Listen, I knew nothing about the show before I started watching it.
I knew just as much as you had told me.
When I learned that vampires were like the central sort of shit conflict going on, I was like, wow, that's not what I was anticipating here, but, like, okay, we'll go with it. And they sure are.
Yeah.
We are introduced episode one is a roller coaster of... I still stand by the claim that episode one is a perfect introduction to these characters, even if it's a bit overwhelming in its plot.
Sure.
Because we are introduced to Jonathan Joestar and Dio Brando, who...
The perfect couple.
Yes. the Cain and Abel.
Yes.
Slash truly. Adam and Eve. Slash any other iconic duo you might even possibly think of through the history of literature.
Andre 3000 and Big Boy.
Absolutely. Jonathan Joestar, a.k.a. JoJo.
The first of many.
He's a gentleman. He's just a... His defining trait is that he is a gentleman.
Respects women.
He respects women, specifically Erina. And
he's courteous. He
loves his dad.
He's chivalrous. He loves his dad.
Even though he's kind of stupid and disappoints his, and, like, eats, like, a... He pisses his dad off by eating fast.
Yeah, which... Come on, JoJo.
Yeah, have some...
His dad's name is George. Awesome.
George Joestar.
But no, JoJo is a very good boy. He's a
lovely young man.
Yeah, not much going on in the head, but like,
you know,
he's got big muscles. He's got big muscles, and he cares about his friends a lot.
How tall does he stand?
As a child, or when he grows up?
I mean, like, he's, like, 20 years old by the end of this fucking show.
Okay, probably 6 foot.
Well, it gives you an exact centimeter.
Does it
count? Yeah, it's like 179 centimeters.
I don't remember that. Okay, but
I think Joseph is exactly the same height.
Okay, great. But so JoJo's is great. Is this just very gentlemanly boy?
Yeah.
Growing up in the English countryside, and whenever his family, George, well, his father, I suppose, his mother is dead.
She dies in the carriage accident start of the show.
Yeah, so there's an accident involving carriages. They fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
And George and Jonathan...
they're about to be looted. Their dead bodies are about to be looted by this gross man named Dario.
Dario
Brando. Until George is like, oh, are you coming to save me? And he's like, yeah.
I guess.
I wasn't stealing anything. And he's like, thank you, sir. I owe you a debt. So fast forward to their teenagers. Yeah. No, they're not even teenagers. They're like 12, I think.
Twins.
And Dario is dying because he's a shitty fucking, like,
yeah, he's dying.
Asshole.
He's in poverty.
But he has a son.
Yeah.
Named Dio.
Yeah. And...
Dio's one of my favorite characters I've ever seen.
And the debt will be repaid.
Oh, will it ever?
Dario basically tells his son that, hey, there's a rich man who owes me something for saving his life. You're gonna be basically taken in by them, fostered by them, and you're gonna steal his money.
I don't know if does he tell him that, or is he just like, hey, go to this, like, rich guy's house. Yeah, he definitely tells him that, because he's not, like, looking out for the well-being of Dio.
Yeah.
Dio's in a shitty situation, all things considered. It's sort of natural, or it's sort of understandable to see that he turns into, a sociopath.
But he's sent off to the Joestar estate, which is an impressive estate.
He jumps out of the carriage like a fucking eagle. And knees Danny the dog in the head.
Oh my god, I forgot he did that. He killed the fucking dog.
A dog dies by the end of the first episode.
Yeah, fucked up. But so, George...
And JoJo immediately start fighting.
Like, there's pretty much no evidence supporting Dio's claim that, hey, my father saved you, and he wants you to take care of me. But George takes him at his word.
George is a good guy, despite being rich.
Yeah. And he takes Dio in, which will be his tragic fall.
Which really pushes this whole thing into motion, doesn't it?
So now we have the patriarch George and his two children.
Big sons, my large adult
sons. Big sons, Jonathan and Dio.
Yes.
And, well, that's the root of it all. That's right. Oh, it should also be said that this takes place in, like, the late 19th century.
Yeah.
I don't think we said that yet, but, like, that's why it's carriages and, like, why there won't be any real, like, technology or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So, Dio and JoJo live together, and they fucking hate each other growing up.
Yep.
Dio is basically trying to, like, gaslight Jojo and, like, ingratiate himself to be, like, George's new favorite son.
Yeah, like, the good son.
Yeah, it's fucked up. He's like, wow, Jojo, you fucking idiot, you're spilling wine all over the place. Look at how proper I eat.
Yeah.
And George is like, Jojo, why can't you just be like Dio?
Yeah, oh, shit. Oh, Jojo, why'd you kill the dog?
Gets all depressed. Dio kisses Erina, who is, like, Jojo's, like, middle school girlfriend.
His flame.
His, like, crush.
He's basically trying to just ruin Jojo's entire fucking life.
For, like, no real reason, it seems.
Yeah, he's just kind of a dick.
Yeah, he just, like, shows up, fucking beats the hell out of his dog, and is like, I'm gonna be the son now.
I mean, it kind of makes sense if his mission is to, like, undermine George, then it makes sense why he wants to be, like, ingratiated to, like, over Jonathan.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, if he can push Jojo out of, like, basically the family,
then it's,
which would take a hell of a lot more than just, like, spilling wine at dinner.
Yeah.
But, okay, Dio, good plan. And then he kills George later. Then it's like, oh, well, now I become the inheritor of Joe Star fortune. And I'm on Easy Street, and I can do whatever evil things evil rich people deeds. Do.
Like, become vampires.
But, yeah, they're struggling. They fight. A mysterious stone mask is prominently displayed in while they fight.
Yep.
And it doesn't do anything, but Dio takes notice of it. Jonathan might also take notice of it. I'm not sure. Dio puts Danny the dog in the incinerator. And then we jump ahead, like, 10 years.
Yep.
And they're actually best friends now.
Yep.
They're boys. They
play rugby together.
Yeah. Their coordination on the rugby team is just second to none.
Something to behold.
It's jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
We get a very good shot of Jojo looking very, his head looking very tiny on his enormous body. And him and Dio do the, like, predator handshake.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
And it's good. And they're like,
awesome.
You know, Dio, you're my best friend. He's like, you know, Jonathan, I didn't like you very much at the start, but you're pretty okay, too.
You're an all right guy.
And obviously, Dio's full of shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, this fucking clown is gonna let me walk all over him in a minute. I don't remember what the hell happens in this episode until the end when Dio gets, like, mugged by some people and, like, oh, does Speedwagon show up here?
I think he does.
Does Jojo go to Ogre Street? Oh, yeah, because George is, like, sick.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
Whoa.
That's my bad.
George is sick, and Jojo's like, let me go to Ogre Street, which is Ogre Street. I just want to repeat that one more time. He goes to Ogre Street. It's like, let me find a fucking ancient Chinese healing fucking potion for him. It's like, all right, guys, we are starting off, aren't we? And these back alley hoodlums corner him. And one of them goes by the name of Robert E.O. Speedwagon.
Yes. Which,
for those unfamiliar,
for those in the know,
there's a rock band from, like, the 70s and 80s called REO Speedwagon. And this
is intentional. It is very intentional.
Yes. Dio also, most likely a reference to Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah.
These will not be the last.
Oh, no. They only get more.
It only escalates from here.
Yes.
So, actually, there's no escalating beyond Robert E.O. Speedwagon. No, yeah. But Speedwagon shows up and fucking,
he has a great hat, great hair.
He has, like, an odd job, like, knife hat that he throws at Jojo.
Yeah.
And Jojo catches it in, like, his arm bones. And is just, like, fine with it. And then he beats up Speedwagon. And he's like, wow, I respect you for taking such punishment. And I love you now.
Basically, Speedwagon is committed to Jojo for the rest of his life.
Yes. Another small incident that has great consequences down the line. So while that's happening, Dio is like, Dio somehow fucking figures something out the mask. And it's like, I think that this can turn you into a vampire.
And he's like, and I want to do that.
He's 100% right, also. And he tries it out on some random dudes that he finds. And they turn into vampires. And almost killed Dio. Imagine how, what would happen.
Oh.
It'd be a much worse
Can
show.
Can you imagine?
But then the sun comes up and they die. And Dio is like, damn,
He's
son.
He's like, oh, shit.
That's fucking popping off now.
Yeah.
The show is also truly what I was also not expecting from this show. In addition to vampires being sort of the main antagonist, would be how fucking violent this show is.
Oh, yeah.
It is insane.
People would just get dismembered.
People would get dismembered. People explode. People fucking... There's so much just blood and viscera going on. It is insane. Which we get a good bit of that with this fight with the initial vampires. Also, important to note, the Jack the Ripper is alive at this time.
Yes. No. He is a character.
Yes. He will come up later. So then next episode's the big one.
That's the one where George is killed, right?
Yeah. Dio, or Jojo confronts Dio. He's like, I know you've been poisoning Dad.
You son of a
bitch. I'm
going to
call the cops on you. And Dio's like, what proof?
Not so fast, Jojo.
Well, first he's like, oh shit. He's like, what proof do you have? And it's some nonsense bullshit that happens.
Get used to that.
Yeah, no. It's in the logic that people employ in this fucking show is insane. Battle Tendency only makes it even fucking...
That logic becomes a weapon.
Yes. It sure does.
In such a way.
But yeah, the cops show up. Speedwagon shows up as well. Well, Dio first puts the mask on.
Yeah. Becomes a vampire. That's right, Dio becomes a vampire.
Does that happen before he kills George? No, it doesn't. He, like, stabs George. He's, like, going to stab Jojo.
George.
George is, like, in the way.
And he's like, ha!
Yeah, he puts the blood on the mask.
Yeah.
And the, like, spikes come out and fucking impale Dio in the head.
Yeah, it's real grody.
And then all the cops shoot him with a million bullets.
In a moment that is immortalized in the opening credits.
Yeah, the opening is so good. Both of these openings are extremely good.
But then Dio gets up after being shot like a fucking billion times.
Yeah, he like taps the guy in the head and his entire head comes off. Which is very fucked up.
And it's like, oh no.
Speedwagon's there also.
Yeah. Like we said, he's just committed now.
The great
he's
line.
Married to Jojo.
Introducing himself to Dio by saying, who am I? You're wondering? I'm Robert Dio Speedwagon. It's like, no, I was not wondering this, Speedwagon, but I'm glad you're here. I can't tell if I hate Speedwagon or if I love him.
I definitely
love him, but he is just beyond fucking... useless.
He is the most I don't even know how to describe
him. He like dramatically shoots Dio and that's like his hero moment and it doesn't do anything. Yeah.
They pose real cool when they do it.
But Dio kills all the cops. See, Dio is anti cop, Dio is anti rich people, Dio is a comrade.
Dio is Praxis.
He is. And we fucking love him.
Unfortunately, he's a threat to our boys.
But he's also gonna get canceled later because he does some problematic things.
Oh yeah, doesn't he lick somebody?
I don't know about that, but he kills a lot of people.
Yeah.
But Jojo and Dio fight in the burning Joestar estate.
Yeah. Which is not the... Actually, wait, no, never mind. That's at Dio's castle.
His castle comes later.
Yeah, second I was like, for some reason the state returns and is set on fire again in the end, but that doesn't happen.
This fight is ridiculous. At one point they are falling down this like shaft that is like on fire in like the foyer, and it takes no joke. They're falling for 5 minutes and just like fighting each other in the air. It is insane. Jojo like breaks his shoulder at one point and it just keeps going.
He's a machine.
It's wild. He ends
they
up
both are
impaling Dio on this statue in like the lobby and Jojo manages to escape from the estate and Speedwagon brings him back to the hospital.
But so this is obviously pretty bad, in that an ancient evil has been unleashed on the world in the form of Dio Brando.
Don't know why they have the stone mask.
Yeah.
Truly have no fucking clue why George has that in his house.
Outside of, like, decoration. But you gotta think. Number one, if you got a mask like that as decoration, like, why wouldn't you try it on before you just immortalize it on the wall?
Well, you could try it on, but it's just when it gets, like, blood on it is when it turns into the vampire machine.
Right, okay. But so, shit's looking bad. Jojo and Ario, Robert Speedwagon are... I think that's, like, the first time I've ever done that. Jojo and Speedwagon hit the road to...
Yeah.
On their quest to defeat this fucking vampire.
From this point, this is sort of, like... this. For as traditional as this show gets, I think this is, like, it. Because it feels very, like, okay, we were going from, like, one battle to another, and it's, like...
group journeying and training along the way.
Essentially, you can see, like, the power levels rising from, like, fight to fight. And it's, like, pretty standard stuff. It's, like, very entertaining. We meet Baron Zeppeli, who is a Hamon master, and who...
Okay, so this is the whole thing. Is
I guess I did just say Hamon master, like that was like a normal thing.
So we come across Speedwagon and Jojo come across a man named Baron Zeppeli, who can you do his voice?
Hey baby. We're watching this in Japanese, but like there's occasionally like English lines, which is hysterical.
Speedwagon.
Goodbye, Jojo. Dio fucking rocks, dude.
So we come across Baron Zeppeli. Not sure what he's a baron of.
Nope.
But who cares? All. That's fine.
But he has a good hat.
He does have a good hat. He has a good mustache. He's got a whole thing going on. And he teaches Jojo and Speedwagon the art. Does Speedwagon even use Hamon?
No.
No, okay. He teaches Jojo the art of Hamon, which is this show's
breathing
form of like the Dragon Ball power level. Except it is literally just
breathing techniques.
Characters are able to tap into inner power and abilities through breathing.
Yeah. Through proper breathing techniques.
Literal inhalation and exhalation.
Yeah. It dulls you from pain. It allows you to
heal. You can summon the elements with it.
What is the one punch they do where they dislocate their shoulder?
I don't remember.
It's so fucking stupid, man.
So this becomes everything in this show.
Yeah.
Through part one and part two. That virtually everything is made possible through Hamon.
Yeah.
Which...
We really play Calvin Ball with this.
Yeah,
down the line.
It becomes, I guess, maybe forgotten that Hamon is, like, just breathing, I feel like. Especially by battle tendency, when they're doing, like, literal, like, special moves with Hamon, that it's like, oh my god, this is just breathing.
Yeah, but, like, Jonathan is, like, punching people, like, good, and there's, like, the power of the sun in his hand.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But melting like, their bodies.
But like, people are, like, throwing out, like, razor bubbles and shit like that later, and it's like, alright, I guess so.
Yeah. Which is pretty good. So this is the catch-all in this show.
Now, did you know what stands were prior to watching JoJo?
I don't remember stand.
Haven't met stands yet, but stands are kind of the thing from JoJo.
Stands?
Yeah.
Like, standing?
No.
Okay.
D.
Okay.
Like we're
standing. We are standing, but... Yeah.
But not like that.
Stands.
Yeah, that's kind of like the thing from JoJo. That's like one of the sort of crossover influences that it's had a lot.
I'm not sure what they are.
Basically like personas. People like summon to like fight for them.
Okay.
Well, we haven't... what I was going to say was that like that was something that I knew before going in.
Okay.
And like... these first two parts, there's zero stands.
No standing.
It starts in the third part, which, like...
Oh, okay.
Which
we're on.
We're going to get to in quite a bit.
Yeah.
But you know. But, yeah, like, Hamon, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I was expecting them to, like, whip out the stand any time now. But, like, no, they just, like, fucking punch the shit out of each other with, like, their magic fists and stuff. And it's like, all right, I guess so.
Like, that is literally what happens. Which, like a lot in the show is just stupid as fuck. Like, just very, very dumb, but is also very good because it allows Baron Zeppelin, like, punches a frog.
Yeah, but because
one of my favorite scenes in the entire show.
Because he's breathing right, though, then the force from the punch travels straight through the frog and breaks the rock underneath
him. Yeah, that's awesome. He's able to walk on water because of Hamon.
Yes.
There's just... Hamon is everything, and Baron Zeppelin...
You can sense people's presence with Hamon.
It is everything. Literally everything you can do in the show is because of Hamon.
Yep.
Baron Zeppelin introduces Hamon, teaches Jojo the ways of Hamon, becomes, like, his mentor. And they continue on in their quest for Dio.
Yep.
Also knows how to use Hamon. Doesn't he?
I don't know if he does. No, right? Because it's, like... Because Hamon is, like, related to, like, sunlight and stuff. Or it, like, has, like, properties of sunlight and shit, which is why it's effective against vampires and zombies and stuff.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Dio is just a vampire. Which is, like, in this world, is, like, you get superpowers.
You are a god.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're on their way to Dio.
We go through a shitty town and fight some knights.
Yeah.
Not much to say there.
No.
Zeppelin puts together a cool hang glider of leaves somehow.
And just floats. I think this is probably... This stretch is probably my least favorite
of
the entire show. Especially...
It's just like four episodes of like fighting these random dudes.
Which is... I mean, like the first part is only like 9 episodes long.
Yeah.
So it's like... You get like half of the... There's a bigger bad guys introduced. What are they called? Bluford and
Tarkus
and Bluford, who are introduced, who are basically minions of Dio he summons.
Yeah, they're like zombie knights.
Yeah. But it's pretty like,
it's fine,
like generic stuff, I'd say.
Speedwagon does a lot of exposition, which is what he does.
Yeah,
like that is his role. He narrates.
He is the walking info dump.
Yes, he is explaining things as they are happening.
Yeah, and it's great. But generally, I didn't find this part of the show really that compelling. Watching it, it was just kind of like, okay, well,
sure,
people, they're just moving on, fighting.
At the end of it, then we get the fight with Tarkus, I think is the big guy.
Big guy.
Who is like, kills Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Zeppelin, at the start of the episode, we get a nice info dump on what Zeppelin's deal is, and his training with Master Tom Petty. That might just
no relation to Tom Petty.
I mean, that might just be like a thing with the English translation for the dub.
You mean it might just be Tom Petty?
It might just be Tom Petty. There's like, I'm sure there's a way to figure this out, but like I have not done that yet. Yeah.
And I'm not doing it on mic.
Yeah.
So yes,
Tom Petty, very litigious. But yeah, Zeppelin, we see him training, we see he's like, I need to destroy the masks in the world, and so we're like, oh, well, he's gonna fucking die right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. He gets ripped in half by a chain after doing, like, nothing.
But you know what? He died, and so Jojo could live.
Yeah, he walks into the room very dramatically and gets wrapped up in a chain and pulled in half.
It is all very... sad to see him go,
but Jojo manages to somehow, I don't even remember how that like helps Jojo out, but it does, and he kills Tarkus, and the top half of Zeppelin is just like talking to him for a very long time.
Yeah.
And he gives him the guru level up.
Yeah, he does. So then Speedwagon and Jojo are making their way to Dio's castle, which is taken over a small village.
Yeah. Turned everybody into
vampires or zombies. Except they run into...
The boys.
Tom Petty, Dire, and Straitso. Which, once again, for those who don't know, Dire Straits is an 80s band.
Yep. Two characters in this time.
Yes.
And Dire hits him with the old...
Dire looks so dumb.
Well, Dyer's is the fucking stupidest character I've ever seen.
Dyer looks so fucking
Dyer stupid. Meets JoJo and jumps at him and kicks him in the air extremely slowly. And JoJo blocks it and he's like, ha, you fell for my trap. My Thunder Cross split attack. And he, like, crosses his arms in front of him as his, like, legs are just, like, split in front of, like, in the air in, like, JoJo's fucking, like, block. And JoJo then just, like, drops him and, like, blocks the Thunder Cross split. And he's like, wow, you really are special. It's like, you're fucking the worst. Straits is less embarrassing. Wait, Adolf Hitler is in Buddy Battle Tendency? No, he's not. Oh, he's in the manga.
Oh my god. Okay. We need to talk about... We're not talking about that yet.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay, so, yeah, they meet Dyer, Straitso,
and Tom Petty.
Straitso will be important later.
He'll be marginally important.
Yeah. And Tom Petty, and they gang up and are like, let's go get Dio.
Yep, they go to the castle. Basically, immediately start fighting Dio.
Yeah. And there is no wasted time.
Dyer is like a fucking... Dyer is like Yamcha. He, like, walks up. He's like, I got this, boys. Don't worry. Hits him with the Thundercross split attack. Dio freezes his entire body and shatters him, except for his head. Which, his head falls in, like, a bed of roses. And somehow, he is still alive enough to, like, take a rose and, like, fill it with him on and, like, spit it at, like, Dio's face where it, like hits him in the eye.
Oh, my God.
It's wild. But he dies. Good riddance, Dyer.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin makes an appearance and is crushed by a chandelier.
And by Led Zeppelin makes an appearance, we mean there
four
are...
Four zombies
named, let's see it, Paige... That are named Paige, Jones, Plant, and Bornham. Like, that's just their names.
They get crushed by a chandelier in approximately 1.5 seconds after they after they introduce themselves.
Yeah.
All the zombies are here. Speedwagon's doing nothing.
As usual.
Tom Petty is fighting some zombies, so is Straits, but JoJo only has eyes for Dio, and frankly, so do I.
Yes.
So they fight. JoJo, I don't remember exactly how this fight goes, but I remember at one point JoJo cuts Dio's head in half vertically, and then Dio, like, puts his head back together and, like, slides it back into place. It's fucking awesome. He's, like, freezing it, because I guess one vampire ability is that you can, like, freeze people with your touch, which no other vampires in the future
do this. Look at this screenshot.
Yes, Dyer's such an idiot, dude. I hate him. Good riddance. No other vampires use the freeze touch method.
Seems well, like, I mean, Dio is the most powerful of them. So,
more powerful than Cars?
Oh, see, I'm not count. I didn't even count him as a vampire, really.
He's just the ultimate thing.
Yeah, he's a pillar man.
But anyway. Dio and JoJo fight. It's probably a pretty cool fight. I don't remember exactly what happens. But Dio, or JoJo, like, punches him with him on and, like, knocks him off the fucking balcony. And he's falling down, like, the cliff. And his body is, like, being destroyed by him on. And he's like, alright, one last fucking last ditch effort. And he cuts his own head off somehow. To save his brain from being destroyed by him on.
Doesn't he just literally take his head off?
Well, man, I don't know. His body is, like, being destroyed in the process. I don't know I don't remember exactly how he does it, but it's pretty cool.
He removes his head.
Yeah. And everybody up top, all the zombies die. Everybody up top is like, we did it, folks. Woo. Dio's dead.
That's what you thought.
Of course he's not. Next episode. You fool. JoJo and Erina. Remember Erina? They're married now. And they're getting on the boat to fucking America, I think. And Speedwagon is reading the news. Speedwagon...
Erina's pregnant, also.
Yes. Speedwagon dramatically destroys the mask with the sledgehammer, the only thing that he contributes.
Yeah.
In this entire effort.
Oh, wow.
Speedwagon, when he's, like, telling the story later, it's so fucking funny. Father Styx is on
the boat. Father Styx, that's right. He's the priest.
Is on the boat. He's, like, an alcoholic.
And outside the boat, then we see, I mean, like, everybody like says goodbye to JoJo and Erina, and they're like, oh, have fun in America. I'm glad there's no Dio anymore. And he's like,
oh boy, that'd be terrible.
Bye, everyone. I'm glad there's no Dio on here. And meanwhile, there's some dudes loading a big coffin onto the boat. And we can just like hear Dio making noises inside of it. And they're like, oh, what's this? It's like, ah, you're just hearing things. But Dio is on the boat.
His head is.
We get some really nice moments with JoJo and Erina. They're in love. It's fine.
Who is the guy who's helping out Dio?
Oh, you mean Wang Chung?
Maybe.
Let me look this up.
Yeah, I just shut my computer.
He's like a racist, like Chinese stereotype.
Yeah, and he is on the same boat as JoJo.
He's like Dio's dude.
Yeah, and he's there to basically unleash Dio's head upon the crew and sort of fuck everything.
Wang Chan.
I wonder if that's related to Wang Chung.
That would be hysterical.
The band Wang Chung. There's a trend here, dude. I mean,
what's the most obscure poll?
Machina and Woggins, probably.
That might be it. Yeah, I think you're right on that.
So this little like gremlin frees Dio's casket,
which just has his head
in it, and Dio's head is like, time to fuck shit
up.
Well,
he starts like infecting everybody on the boat with the vampire thing, and they turn into zombies, and we see a very funny shot of a zombie in like a tuxedo in like the dining hall, and he just starts eating his wife.
Yeah.
Very good.
JoJo's like, oh shit,
here we go again.
This ain't good. So he goes, somehow finds this Dio and his associate in the engine room, I guess it is. And there's a whole lot of zombies here. He's gotta fight them all. There's a small child also, a small girl.
She shows up a little later.
Yeah, she'll come back.
Oh, don't worry. These Chekhov guns are loud.
And they are loaded.
Dio almost immediately gets fucking capped by Dio. Or JoJo almost immediately gets capped by Dio. He, like, his head, like, jumps out and shoots, like, eye lasers at him. And, like, goes straight through his fucking neck.
Yeah.
It's like, fucked up. All right, JoJo's just done.
Yep.
Which he is. He's, like, he can't breathe right. He can't heal himself with the hammon.
Oh, God.
He can't fight back. Man, really?
He's fucked.
He fights, but the one thing he does, he is able to do, he, like, punches the shit out of the Chinese guy and sends him launching into the engine gears where he, like, explodes and the engine starts to fail and the ship is going to explode, which is pretty good. But Erina's there. She's like, JoJo, if you're dying here, I'm dying with you. And he's like, don't throw your life away, Erina.
Bitch, you thought.
And he basically pushes her away, and like fire and shit gets between them, and she finds this small baby like that like fell downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and takes her and gets in the coffin.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's yeah, it.
She gets in the coffin, so when the ship explodes and the coffin just gets like launched into the ocean, and she's like fine.
Yeah.
But so the ship does explode. JoJo blows up the engine.
Well, we get this great moment of between Dio and JoJo.
You are film.
Where where Dio's, like, decapitated head is just, like, making a move for JoJo. And JoJo just, like, catches him and just, like, holds him to him as he's, like, dying. And the ship is exploding. And Dio's, like, trying to, like, talk his way out of it, but JoJo's, like, you and I,
we're going down together, bro.
There's like a weird respect there. He's like, you know, you and I, we're inescapable from each other. And it's good.
It's so good. The ship blows up, launches the coffin.
Jonathan's just dead.
Jonathan has died.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about
conclusively.
That. Dio has as well. At least we think he has.
I doubt it.
I do too.
What I think happened, we don't know what happened.
We don't know. Like, as far as we know, Dio is gone out of the picture. My experienced brain with narratives
finds it hard to believe that a character like Dio won't be coming back.
Yes, 100%. My theory is that he somehow, sometime between Jonathan dying and the ship exploding, Dio's head was able to cut off Jonathan's head and put itself on his body. And this somehow was able to be a way that he saved himself. Because that was the plan, right? Like, he was going to just take JoJo's body.
Sure, but, I mean, he wouldn't have been able to go... He still wouldn't have been able to go into sunlight.
Yeah.
And if the ship was blown up, then, I'm sure there's some really stupid reason why Dio is still alive.
Absolutely.
We have not gotten to it yet, though.
As far as we know, he's gone.
But in which case, rest in peace to fucking Dio, Brando.
And Jonathan.
Dio!
Jonathan was fine.
Yeah, he was a fine hero. Certainly the...
Sort of dull.
I would say, Baron Zeppelin and Speedwagon are far more interesting characters.
But so that's the end of part one. Is Erina... Pretty good, overall.
Yeah,
I think...
It's enjoyable. It kind of... I mean, Dio is the real star here.
Yeah. Every time Dio's not on screen, I'm wondering, where's Dio?
Yeah, what's Dio up to? It lays out, like, the dumbness of JoJo pretty well at times. I don't think it does enough to make its, like, regular story interesting enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a very sort of basic, like...
Hero versus, adversary type thing.
Yeah.
Getting stronger.
Like, revenge tale and leveling up.
It's the most... The, like, growth that Jonathan goes on is, like, very purely physical.
It's pretty much... He does get a lot bigger.
His outfits change. He, like... I think he ends it with a crop top or, like, a tank top. Man. Which is a running theme so far. Between the Joestar bloodline. But, like, his character growth is sort of just, like, yeah, he gets better at using Hamon.
Yeah.
Is, like, okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Speedwagon, though, great character. Baron Zeppeli, great character. It's a fun season, if maybe a bit of an unremarkable one.
Yeah.
So then we get Battle Tendency.
Yep. And if the first episode of Phantom Blood is, like, a perfect setup for Jonathan and Dio, then the first episode of Battle Tendency is somehow the most perfect setup for Joseph Joestar, New York's JoJo.
He is something else.
He starts right from the bat. Literally the first thing he does is he beats the shit out of some cops that are harassing this, like, young black kid named Smokey.
Yeah, and then he tries to commit a robbery.
JoJo?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Smokey, like, steals his wallet.
What am I thinking of? I might be thinking of Smokey then.
Well, later, JoJo pulls the gun out at the restaurant.
At the restaurant. Yeah. Very chill move.
So JoJo...
But this episode is perfect for Joseph, like, in establishing Joseph.
So now we have new JoJo, and it's Joseph Joestar. He is the son of... No, the grandson of Jonathan and Erina.
Yes.
We don't get any more details about his sort of family situation until way later.
Yeah.
But it's now, complicated.
It's a thing.
He is Joestar, though. He knows Hamon. He's not very trained in it, but he can use it. We didn't mention Speedwagon is, like, a billionaire now.
Yeah, that's
oil
right.
Oil and, like, philanthropist.
Yeah.
Runs a Speedwagon Foundation.
Don't know how the fuck that happened.
Him and Erina have sort of raised JoJo to this point.
Yeah.
He's still single, though.
Speedwagon? He will never not be.
No, literally, he will not.
Speedwagon is both self.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he is completely celibate. Borderline, maybe asexual, actually.
He dies a virgin. 1,000%. But he's, like, you know, him and Erina, you know, help each other out. Erina is serving looks. She has, like, the tiny, like, glasses.
Yeah.
They're not quite, like, pince-nez, but, like, they're close. What is a pince-nez?
It's like the glasses that just rest on the bridge of your nose. Oh, there's really? No, like arms that go around your ear.
Interesting. But JoJo...
She's doing great.
The big difference here is the JoJo.
Absolutely.
Joseph Joestar actually has a personality.
Oh, does he ever.
And it's a weird one. This is a kid who is...
He's 19 years old.
Yeah, he's...
For this entire part.
Yeah, which is wild as fuck.
Yeah.
He's a weird kid. He's very... He's snarky in some respects. He has some of the, like... He doesn't respect women as much as Jonathan.
No, he doesn't.
Which is a bit of a problem. He does tell that woman on the bridge
that she's ugly.
It would be okay if she died.
Yeah, which is maybe not that cool.
He also tells Susie Q that she better look good when he comes back, or else he won't marry her.
Which I guess we saw how that went.
But Joseph is really smart.
He's a genius. He's insane.
Brilliant.
He's
a Sun Tzu level. And Sun Tzu comes up a few times.
Several times, yes.
Joseph can... You can put him in any situation and he can figure out a way out of it. His, like, awareness... Situational awareness is the greatest of any character in the history of fiction. And it's mostly, I mean, like, we say this, but, like, it's mostly just stupid, like, bullshit of, like...
I wrapped a wire around you of, like, when you weren't looking.
While the camera wasn't on me, I was doing this, like, shit that turned the tape tides for me, but goddamn if I didn't love it every single time.
And yeah.
What he also does, his, like, trademark thing, which we see in this first episode, when he is, like, beating the shit out of, like, a racist guy.
Yeah, where he predicts what people are going to say.
Yeah. He's like, next you're going to say, what are you doing, JoJo? And then they'll go,
what are you doing, JoJo?
He's like, oh! How would you know?
But, yeah. It's extremely good.
So good. He's just a chess master, like, to the most literal degree.
It's insane.
Which Jonathan was not. Jonathan was a very much, like, two-dimensional sort of guy,
which I think speaks to, I think part of the reason I like Battle Tendency better is that, like, it's never just Joseph trained hard and now he can beat the bad guys.
It's like, always like, oh, Joseph is like an idiot, but he's always outsmarting everybody around him.
Yeah.
And it's like he's not just punching harder than them.
Yeah, he's like it
because that would not be possible.
No,
as we will see. But he's like rigging the situations to his advantage in a way that is just
so stupid.
A fantastic move away from the purely, like, power based, like, sort of conflict that a lot of, like, shows like this tend to lean on.
Yeah.
We love to see it, though.
But so, in this first episode, then our friend Straitzo comes back.
Yeah. Well, no, first. Well, okay. Actually, no, you continue.
Straitzo shows up. Ally of Jonathan, if you remember. He shows up in New York. What is he in New York to do?
He's in New York to kill JoJo, but before that, he's in Mexico with Speedwagon.
Yeah. Yeah. He... Straitzo has been, I guess, proven to be fallible.
Well, you were studying him on, I was studying the mask.
Yes, literally.
While you were busy growing up, I was studying the blade.
He has become a vampire.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, him, I mean, like, he's on, like, an expedition with Speedwagon down to Mexico. Speedwagon's like, we found some more masks, we're gonna destroy them, because this is, like, my life's goal now. this is how I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And Straitzo goes with him, and, like, when they're there, then he basically just kills fucking everybody on the expedition. For, like, no real reason, it seems. Alright, Justin's fucking on his bullshit. And he takes a stone mask and puts it on and becomes a vampire. And it looks like Speedwagon dies here. Which, not very cash money.
But it's also short-lived.
Yeah. He's back in, like, 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Under unfortunate circumstances, but
yeah.
Straitzo is a vampire now, and he's a vampire with Himon, also worth noting.
The game has changed.
Yeah, it's the tables have turned. But he goes to New York. JoJo somehow hears about this, and him and Smokey are just like chilling in like a diner in New York, and he's like, and JoJo like goes out for like a minute, and it's like, and Straitso is there, and he's like, oh, aren't you like Granny Arena's friend? You're like, you're looking pretty good. Aren't you supposed to be like old or some shit? And he's not, because he's a vampire. And JoJo fucking whips out a Tommy gun and sprays him with a million bullets and shoots
into the restaurant.
Shoots through the restaurant, yeah. People are screaming and probably dying. And JoJo is just unloading a clip into it.
Yes.
It's insane.
But as we know, bullets don't kill vampires.
That's right.
So Straitso and JoJo then meet on one of New York's bridges. He has a hostage, a young woman.
The aforementioned woman that
JoJo deems too ugly and is therefore okay to die.
Yeah, Straitso is like, if you don't, like, come over here, JoJo, I'll kill this woman. He's like, do it. She's not even that pretty. It's very, very funny. And she... afterwards, and he's like, I was just lying to get him to,
yeah,
you know.
It's another one of his old...
his mind games.
Yeah.
He's playing 5D chess over here.
He really is, though.
But he beats the shit out of Straitso. I don't know how. Straitso has, like, a scarf, also, that can conduct him on.
Yeah, it's made of small beetles.
Yes.
That'll show up later.
Yeah, don't worry. Nothing gets explained that is not important. Which, you know, I guess we have to salute the storytelling economy.
You know.
But yeah, Straits dies, and he's says some shit. I don't remember what he says, but he's like, oh, I got corrupted by the power.
Mm-hmm.
And some shit like that. And JoJo's like, all right.
Warns him there's evilness down in Mexico.
Yeah. And so... no hesitation. JoJo's like, oh, on the way to Mexico.
Yeah. Smokey's with him.
No, he's not.
Isn't he?
No.
No.
It's just JoJo going to fight the Nazis in Mexico.
JoJo's down to the border. There's a facility there, like a mining facility, with Nazis. We didn't mention this takes place in the 30s.
1939.
Yeah.
To be specific.
The eve of World War II. Yeah. Where some whack shit's already being undergoing.
Yeah. Now this is the main problem with this part of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, in my opinion. Oh? Because the Nazis, as we're going to see it, keep coming up and they keep not being
the bad guys.
Yeah, they keep being like kind of good dudes.
Yeah.
It's fucked up and not great.
But so there's this mining operation going on where these Nazis, they are literal Nazis. This is not like a...
they call them German soldiers. A euphemism. I think it's probably just like because of like censorship reasons.
Sure. But there's a, like a stone slab they've uncovered.
Yeah.
And there's like a person.
One might call it a pillar.
You might call it a pillar. And there's a... it appears to be a man sort of, like, engraved into it.
A pillar man.
Yeah. And they've been trying to, like, figure it out.
Yeah. Fucking idiots.
There's a General von Stroheim.
Whew.
Is
man,
here.
This guy.
This is the most, like, this fucking guy I think I've ever seen in a TV show.
Well, especially fucking later. Dude.
Yeah, I know, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It gets insane.
It just louder. This fucking guy.
Yeah.
Progressively louder every time you see him.
But something else, Speedwagon's here. Speedwagon's alive.
Yeah.
And he's like,
and he's
in a
Nazi.
Full body cast in like a wheelchair. And he's like being held hostage by the Nazis.
Pretty cool.
Apparently that doesn't, you know, affect his opinion of them overall.
Because, no, yeah.
Because they're right back working together at the end.
But, so, they have a pillar man here.
His name is Santana.
His name, we learned, is Santana.
It's something different in the English translation, but it's Santana.
It's Santana, yeah. And I forget how they free him.
I don't remember. That doesn't really matter.
Regardless, Santana awakens from this slab.
Awaken, my masters.
And he's sort of, he's in this, like, chamber. It's very, like, high-tech, very high security. And he's just sort of, like, walking around, checking it out. And then, like, he starts to, like, doesn't he just, like, shoot lasers?
What does he do? Well, they, like, the Nazis, like, feed, like, people to him.
I don't remember that.
Like, there's a whole cage of, like, Mexican people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
And they're, like, they, like, feed them to this guy. It's not good.
No. Santana turns on the Nazis. Well,
yeah, duh. He, like, travel. He, like, his body, like, I don't even know what happens. There's some body horror that's going on in this part. That's a lot to take in, especially with some of these pilgrimmen. But, yeah, Santana, like, travels through, like, the ventilation shafts and, like, pops out in, like, the observation room that all the Nazis and Speedwagon are at.
And they're like, oh, shit. And Santana immediately just starts murdering them all.
He kills everybody. Jojo's there. He's disguised as a Nazi, which is not great, Joseph. But
that's right. He is. He's like, Speedwagon.
And Speedwagon's like, don't like, talk to me.
Who are you?
He's like, what the fuck? Like,
it's me. Jojo. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Jojo's here. All the Nazis get killed except Stroheim.
Stroheim.
Because he's plot important.
Yeah, he's important waiter, so. So yeah, this is happening, and Jojo reveals himself, and is like, hey, I bet I could fight you, and that's a bad idea.
But they do fight. I don't even remember exactly how Joseph beats this fucking guy.
Well, they go up into the surface.
Well, yeah, but like, in that, like, in the facility and stuff, like, what...
Well, isn't it when Stroheim jumps on the grenade?
No, that's, like, on... by the well.
Oh, okay.
But, like...
I don't remember exactly.
Regardless, Jojo fights this... fights Santana, and, you know, he kind of gets his ass kicked, but he also kind of kicks his ass. It's, like, kind of a wash.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up... Oh, man. Doesn't he, like... absorb all of the Nazis' bullets and shit and shoots them out of his fingertips. It's very cool. But at some point then I think Santana gets like exploded like completely, and they like scoop him up and are like taking him to the surface, but he like his body is like reforming itself.
I don't know, in that tunnel.
Yes.
And he's like
and he like grabs a hold of like fucking Stroheim's leg, I think, right? And Stroheim is like, Jojo, cut my leg off. He's like, damn, you sure about this? He's like, yes, do it. And he's like, okay. And he grabs an axe off the wall and fucking chops that Nazi's leg off.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Without a second thought.
And Jojo, listen, man, he's like, you know, I don't like him, but I gotta respect the courage that these guys have.
He makes a point of saying that, which is very questionable.
Yep. He does that multiple times for multiple adversaries that he has.
Yeah.
Which is like, Jojo, we don't have to do this.
You don't gotta hand it to him.
No. But yeah, they managed to like lug fucking Santana's body out onto the surface where he's like putting himself back together. And
Santana is technically considered a vampire as well.
Yeah.
In the same like way that Dio is. So sunlight is a bad thing to him.
Yeah. He's, like, trying to absorb Stroheim up on the surface, and Stroheim unpins a grenade and is like, I'm gonna sacrifice myself for the good of all. And he fucking explodes, and Santana's still not dead. But then Jojo fucking jumps in the well and, like, blocks him and, like, exposes him to sunlight and shit.
He freezes him. He
turns to stone.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Good thing the Nazis are dead now.
And then, where do they go? Italy? Because there's the stone. He hears about the stone. That there's, like, this mysterious, like, stone.
It's a globetrotting adventure.
Which, when put into the mask, will turn the wearer into the ultimate sort of creature.
Yeah.
And so they need to get to this thing because legend tells of multiple pillar men.
Yeah, and apparently the Nazis have their hands on the other ones.
Yeah, and so they're going to be going after this stone. So Jojo's like, all right, I got to go fucking get this stone.
Yeah, Jojo and Speedwagon, I think, both go to Italy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, oh my god, I forgot Speedwagon was there for all this. Still fucking useless.
Yeah.
Not doing anything.
No, he cut his hair now.
Yeah, he's old.
He doesn't have his hat.
But he's a different hat.
He's still a Speedwagon. Yeah.
But yeah, in Italy we meet the best person, Caesar Zeppoli.
Caesar Zeppoli.
Grandson of the late Baron Zeppoli.
That's right, we meet him like right away.
Yeah, he him and Jojo are like measuring dicks and shit, and like, he's like, I bet that, I can hit you with this bird. And he's like, oh yeah, I bet I can hit you with this woman. And he like, Caesar like possesses like this fucking lady with Hamon, and she like does some shit to Jojo and like beats his ass. But then like, Caesar goes to like kiss her, and like a bird pigeon like flies out of her mouth. It's a lot.
It's like, oh man, Jojo did it again.
Caesar like turns a bottle of, or like a glass of water upside
down. Oh yeah,
down.
And it like doesn't fall out.
Like the Dairy Queen Blizzard shit.
Yeah, and he's like, you gotta be able to do this, Jojo.
Yeah,
and
he's like, wow.
What the fuck? How do they awaken the other pillar men? I don't remember that exactly. It's the Nazis.
The Nazis do it.
Yeah.
The Nazis do all this shit.
Yeah, they kind of put everything into motion.
Yeah. There's I don't remember exactly.
There's like the mine they're in that the Nazis are once again
Caesar's
fucking
Nazi,
around with.
Not the Nazi friend Mark, who is about to get married to his Nazi wife and is definitely not going to die.
Oh,
is
that's
like
right.
Driving Jojo and Caesar down to like the mine, the excavation site that they have set up where all the pillar men are left at. And don't know exactly how it happens. They definitely do some shit with, like, UV lights, I think. And Wamuu shows up.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the pillar men.
Okay. So there's three pillar men.
Yes.
There is Wamuu. There is ACDC.
Spelled
ESIDISI.
Yes.
I remember whenever I clicked and I was like, it's ACDC.
Yeah.
That was a fucking moment. And then there's Cars. So you got Wham, AC/DC, and Cars. These are three bands, folks.
Yeah.
From the '80s.
Yuriko Rocky.
Big fan. Once you get on their shit.
Big fan of like Dad Rock.
Yeah.
Roundabout is like, I mean, like, there's the meme of
like
To Be Continued with Roundabout. That plays at the end of every episode.
Literally every episode.
Yep. I was shocked when it first happened. I was like,
I didn't know this is from this.
I was like, I didn't know this was like an actual thing with this. But the pillar men are just these like gorgeous fucking ripplingly muscled ancient men,
downright like buxom men,
godlike.
They are massive. They all have their unique,
enormous, like almost hourglass shaped men. But if like the hourglass was like located at like their shoulders,
at their thighs,
yeah.
Also, like, they are absurd. They are a character design we have not yet seen in this show. Jonathan Joestar is a just big old square of a Jojo. So is Speedwagon, frankly.
Dio is a little more curvy.
Here, these characters look a lot insane.
Yeah.
Just completely nuts.
And the poses they hit, just, like, physically impossible.
They hit some
contortions
fucking poses.
Of their fucking bodies.
Their serving pose.
Kars with his, like, head wrap on.
Oh my god.
Just wait, baby, just wait.
Oh my god. So they...
So Wham wakes up.
Yeah.
Wamuu is the first to wake, and he, like, just, like, walks through a bunch of Nazis and, like, connects their hands together, and they're like, hey, you connected our hands together, get back in the rock. And he like sucks the life out of one, and it sucks the life out of all of them.
Yeah,
it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then it is like he like taps I only know this like in such precise detail because I watched the scene recently, because the music is incredible. He just like taps AC/DC and Cars. He's like, awaken my masters. Wow. And then you get like fucking like dubstep like Muslim prayer chant music.
Oh yeah,
it's incredible. I like Moss Call.
Yeah,
it's unreal how good it is. And they like, it like pauses and they like hit this like rap squat pose and shit. It's wild. But so this is bad news for the world, because these men, I mean, they're killing Nazis.
Is it really?
Yeah. True. Seems like we could have avoided a lot of more trouble if we had just let the Pillarmen
do their job.
Yeah.
Jojo is here, and Caesar is as well.
And so is Mark. And Mark, Wham walks through Mark and, like, cuts him in half, and he dies. But he also, like, has a big monologue while he's, like, cut in half.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
Par for the course.
So Jojo and Caesar naturally are like, hey, let's fight these guys.
Well, first they hit a pose.
It's such a good pose,
too. Yeah, and... You know, it might be in a moment of grief at a Nazi dying, but it's a good pose.
It's a good pose. Caesar attempts to use bubbles, these Hamon bubbles, in order to attack AC/DC.
Yeah, that's his whole thing. He's like, his like clothes are all covered with like soap. It's really listen. It's like so dumb. So he just like shoots bubbles out
filled with hormone.
Yeah.
AC/DC is not having it. He just like spins his head around and is like, he has like blades on these like braids.
No, that's Wham.
That's Wham?
Yeah.
What's AC/DC?
AC/DC has his disgusting veins.
Oh, his hot blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well Wham pops the bubbles. Storm, yeah. Wham pops the bubbles with his bladed braids.
Yeah.
Caesar or Jojo tries to fight them. He doesn't really get anything done. In fact, gets his ass fucking popped.
They ride a minecart for a bit.
Yeah.
There's one part where Jojo is just like playing dead while they're looking at him, and then when they turn away, then he like walks up closer to them, which is very good. Then they look back and he's like lying on the ground. It's very fucking good. But they're about to kill him. And he's like, wait, hold on. Because apparently Joseph is like master deals maker as yes. well. Master fucking bargainer. He's like, let me come back in a month and I'll kick your ass, okay? Mm-hmm. I bet on it. And they're like, okay, I'll take this up for some reason. And so Wham, like, takes like a ring and like... on his body, because they have a bunch of jewelry and shit mm-hmm. on them. They're like decked
piercings
out
and shit.
He like pulls the ring off his body and just like sticks it through like Jojo's chest and like onto his aorta, and he's like, wow, what the fuck was that? He's like, you know, this is going to cut your like veins and shit in like a month.
Yeah,
and the antidote
would dissolve or whatever.
Yeah, if you try to take it out, then it will kill you.
Yeah.
The only antidote
is in my whip ring.
Is in my whip ring.
And then AC/DC does the same. Is like, you know what? I'll fucking do it too.
He's like, bro, you're getting married? I'll get married too. And he just walks up and sticks a ring in fucking Jojo's neck.
Yep. It's like, same exact thing.
Yeah. And Jojo's like, all right, well.
I was like, well, shit. I guess I can't run away now.
Yeah, I guess I actually have to do this. Like,
so, but in order to do that, my boy needs some training.
Sure does. So we go to Venice.
Yes, where...
Lisa.
Caesar's teacher, Lisa.
Definitely.
Don't know if that's a reference. I don't think so, because I think, like, outside of, like, Speedwagon, the Allies are not named after bands. Unless you count Zeppelin as, like, a Led Zeppelin.
I don't know if they would double up on Led Zeppelin references.
I wouldn't think that
Iraqi has for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that after Page, Plant, and the like are wittery in the show. But, so Lisa is Caesar's trainer. She's taught him all there is to know about Hamon. Turned him into a warrior. And she's living on, like, this outpost in Venice.
Yeah. For reasons.
there's also Loggins and Machina.
Well, they come after the Hell Scale Pillar, or whatever the fuck
that's called. Yeah, that's it.
Which, we have a whole fucking episode of these two boys trying to climb this oily pillar.
Yeah, it's like this greased down, like, tower they have to climb out of the whole width. It takes them, like,
4 days.
Yeah, it's wild as fuck.
It's insane.
And Weasel's like, ah, good. She's like, or you'll just die down here. Yeah. That's cool, too.
It's wild that that is the only part of their training that we see.
Yeah. Yeah, it literally is.
It's just, like, montage of, like, the next 30 days.
But, like... Yeah. Well, in, like, two minutes.
Yeah.
But so they get out, and then Weasel introduces Loggins and Machina. Maybe the dumbest characters in the entire show. There are these two, like, jacked, fez-wearing, like, Italians.
They look like monks.
Yeah. Who are tasked with just helping Caesar and JoJo train.
Yeah.
They are named after musicians. There's...
Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina?
Sure.
I don't know. They were like a duo. Definitely Kenny Loggins, though.
Real deep cut.
Yeah, dude.
That's way beyond, like, AC/DC. But so they train, and then it's coming up on the month, and
AC/DC.
Whose music is that?
Oh my god.
Is that Back in Black?
Oh my god.
It's AC/DC.
Well, JoJo goes out to, like, do some more training with
like
Loggins.
Thunderstruck, like, guitar. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And he goes out to do more training with Loggins, and Loggins is just fucking dead. And AC/DC is staying there. He's like, hey, I thought I would, you know, take a crack at you early. Yeah. It's like, oh, damn. And so they're just, like, standing on spikes and shit and fighting.
Yeah.
And
pretty badass.
AC/DC is disgusting, and I hate him with my life.
He's awful.
Especially after he's dead. Yes. Almost definitely more so. His power is that his veins and his blood are really hot.
Yeah.
Like lava.
So, like, JoJo, like, wounds him, and it's, like, his blood sprays everywhere. Well, they're on spikes, too, so it's, like, he, like, is wounded, and his, like, hot blood is, like, spraying.
Yeah.
And it's, like, oh, God, I can't fight you.
And, like, his veins just... His, like, fingernails, like, flip up, like, car headlights, and his veins just, like, start, like, squirming out of them, and he just start, like, flailing through the air all around.
It sucks.
It sucks a lot. But JoJo has this masterful plan of wrapping this cord around.
Loves wrapping strings around various objects. Yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna wrap you up in this fucking string and channel Hamon through it and, you know, tear you to pieces.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be that. And AC/DC is like, psych, bitch, I see you. And he cuts the string. And it's like, oh, damn, JoJo is great at selling his, like, his plan being foiled consistently throughout this season. Yes.
The amount of times he tries to just run away is pretty wild.
It's so funny. But JoJo, the string, AC/DC cuts the string, and JoJo's like, oh, no, you cut my string. And AC/DC's like, ha, I cut your string. Now I'm going to kill you. And I'm going to shoot my hot blood at you. And JoJo's like, psych, bitch, I tied the string in such a way that there's another string that will tighten around you as soon as the first one is cut. And he's like, what? And this string gets wrapped around him and fucking slices through him, and Hamon gets all in him, and he fucking dies. He, like, cuts his arm off first and cries, like, a lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
I hate AC/DC, dude.
He kind of sucks.
But AC/DC's dead.
Yeah.
Caesar sees this going on, and he's like, ooh, looks rough out there.
I'll be over here.
Yeah, cool. Good luck, JoJo.
However, JoJo weaves the floor of spikes, let's call it. And he doesn't realize that he has AC/DC's brain attached to his back.
Yeah.
Latched onto him.
Yeah.
Which is really fucked up.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And so he just kind of is goes back to Lisa and is like, hey.
Hey.
I just killed one of the Pillar Men.
No, he's not. Because Lisa's taking a bath.
She's naked, yeah.
She's taking a bath. This is the horniest her show ever gets.
Yeah. Well, at least in a heterosexual way.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, Suzy Q is like Lisa's like housemaid, I guess.
Yeah.
And she takes about a half hour to decide what dress Lisa should wear.
She's great.
Which is very cool. It's insane how long this goes on.
Yeah. It is actually wild.
And Lisa's like, get out of here because I'm going to take a bath and then I can decide what dress I'm going to wear. So she gets in the bath and
JoJo shows up and is like, oh, she might be busy.
And
let me look at the keyhole.
Well, Suzy Q, this exchange is so weird that he has with Suzy Q. Is this where he's like, yeah, if you stop being ugly after I come back, then I'll marry you.
Yeah.
But also, like, one of AC/DC's, like, brain veins, like, peeks over JoJo's shoulder, and she seems to notice it. And she doesn't do anything. She's just like,
ah, normal.
Yeah, she just, like, kind of looks at him, like, all like, ooh, you got secrets here. It's like, what the fuck is going on? The weirdest relationship I've ever seen. But then JoJo's like, all right, peace. And
deuces.
Leaves. And where'd the brain go?
Oh, shit.
Who can possibly guess? But he, like, spies on Lisa.
So he's looking at the keyhole, checking her out.
Looks at the camera, he's like, nice.
Yeah.
She's, damn, she's thick.
He doesn't say that.
That'd be a lot. Especially, that'd be a lot.
Oh, yeah, I would.
this is gonna become increasingly problematic, even more than it already is,
yeah.
Later on down the line.
But so, then Suzy Q mails out the...
I have no idea how this works.
Red stone.
Yes.
The object of importance.
She mails it to Switzerland.
To Switzerland. Caesar sees that, right? And is like, oh, I guess Lisa told her to do that. And
Suzy Q's just, like, back in the bathroom.
Is also in the bathroom.
Yeah. Don't know how that happened.
No, me neither.
I thought at first it was like, oh, there's, like, that brain, like, became a copy of her.
Yeah,
and, like, the
too.
Real Suzy Q is still in the bathroom. But, like, no, that's not the case at all.
There's, like, slime on the doorknob.
Yeah.
But JoJo enters.
Suzy Q is there. Lisa's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck were you doing? And, or wait, no, doesn't Caesar enter?
No, Caesar comes in later.
Because he's the one who has to decide. I thought JoJo was the one who has to decide. Because didn't Caesar... No, JoJo
does.
Saw her mailing the thing.
I think so. But I think he also saw, like, some weird shit.
Because he's like... Because he's confronting Lisa, like, hey, what's going on? Like, where's the stone?
Okay. Yeah.
And then she's like, it should be around here. And JoJo's like, I just saw Suzy Q mailing it. And Suzy Q goes all, like, demon mode.
Yeah, she starts, like, I'm possessed by the devil.
Yeah.
And the devil was named AC/DC.
And they're like,
she's like, fuck. And Lisa's just naked this whole time.
Yeah,
which is
in a bath. And they're having problems. And then Caesar busts in and is like, what's going on in here?
And for some reason, AC/DC is like, I'm going to play the, like, innocent card real quick. And she's like...
Even though two of the people in the room...
I've seen what happened. Yeah. And, like, who the fuck is Caesar to, like, deny that? And this, like, ruse happened, like, works for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's wild. But then Suzy Q, her possessed body, like, blocks the doorway. And she's like, you know, to get through, to get back to the stone, then you're going to have to kill this... innocent woman. And oh, I gotta sneeze.
Bless you.
Ooh.
Coronavirus.
That's right. In these walls. And JoJo's like, alright, I'm gonna do it. And he winds up and it's a very dramatic slow motion punch and he stops short and he's like, I can't hit a woman like this.
I respect him too much.
And it's like, alright, JoJo.
Okay.
I see you. Don't know how AC/DC ends up dying.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But he does.
Yeah.
And so we're off to Switzerland. Like,
shit, we gotta go to Switzerland.
Yep.
Because AC/DC fucked our shit up.
But JoJo gets the antidote also. One of the rings.
That's right, because AC/DC did have one of the rings. So they're off to Switzerland, where they meet up with our boy, Von Stroheim, and the Nazis. They are... They, like, well, occupying, this, like, a hostel.
The episode, like, references Stroheim, but, like, they hold this reveal until the very end for some reason. Even though it's completely odd. Like, even he is like, what German soldiers do you know, JoJo? And he's like, I don't know any. He's like, you fucking idiot, man.
Well, they hold it because he's a robot now.
Well, yeah, but you, I mean, like, that's, like, something to reveal at, like, the commercial break.
Like, sure.
Rip the hood off and I have robot eyes. But Cars is here too, and Cars is after the stone.
Yeah, but so JoJo Cars and all them
drunk drivers who are about to kill a dog, which again, Pilgrim only doing like
social goods,
positive contributions to the world.
But so our heroes are holding up with Von Stroheim, who is cyber now.
Yeah, he is a robot.
He has like robotic parts. He like
he has
Terminator
a machine gun in his chest.
Yeah,
that comes, that you better believe it comes out.
Yeah, which is how they're explaining how he survived a grenade,
a grenade exploding in his grasp, and just I don't know, man.
Well,
I'm like applying logic to JoJo.
Well, wasn't he actually revealed to be a robot whenever Cars?
Yeah, Cars like has his bone blade.
He's like at the wall of the compound, and he's like
five people here. Here are their heights,
people, and he like slices through the wall
and kills them all. Kills them,
and then he goes in and he sees Stroheim sitting in the chair, and he's like, I only sense five body heat signatures. And
he like goes to slice,
turns around,
and fucking grabs the like blade with his robot hand, which is the coolest fucking thing ever.
It's insane.
Despite being a Nazi, it shit was fucking dope.
Yeah, it's wild as fuck. But so Cars is here. I don't remember what they
JoJo
did
just Cars. Like walks in. He's like, "Hey, Stroheim, how's it going?" And he's like, "Oh, damn, Cars is here."
Oh shit.
The Redstone gets away from us. Stroheim gets like cut in half again, but he's fine.
Yeah, no,
this is not the last time.
Yeah, this is not the worst thing he's been through.
But the Redstone starts sliding away, and there's like
down this like slope into this like cavern.
Yeah, that is conveniently located near this like cabin.
Yeah. And JoJo's like, oh shit.
JoJo and Cars are racing for the stone. JoJo pulls some trickery. I forget what he does. It's really fucking stupid.
He makes Cars think that he's gonna, like, stop at the edge.
Well, even as they're falling is what I mean.
Oh, well, he has, like, the icicles.
I mean, before that.
Oh, because right, like, they fall for, like, minutes.
Yeah. And somehow they are still within reach of this icicle ladder.
I don't remember. But so JoJo manages to grab the stone while he's falling, and he Hamon links a chain of, like, icicles together up to Caesar.
Yeah.
Cars falls to the bottom. But
he's fine.
He's fine. He's a god. But they have the stone again, so they're like, hell yeah.
We got it going on.
But then we get the Caesar flashback episode. Where we learn about...
Oh, yeah. We, after this, like, Nazi lodge, then we go to, like, a hotel, I guess, which is, like, right across the street from fucking Cars' house. Which they give... In the next few episodes, then they give us, like, a very detailed history of this place, where it's like, it used to be a hotel, but the owner died 10 years ago, and JoJo doesn't know the way out. It's bizarre.
But we also get Caesar's backstory.
Yes, we do, because JoJo insults his family. He's like, who fucking cares about your grandpa?
Right.
Like, why are they so good? And Caesar's like, you stupid bitch.
I'm gonna go.
I'm Italian.
Yeah, like, literally. He's like, I'm gonna go fight Wamu now.
Yeah, and they're like, don't, you're gonna get killed. And he's like,
I don't care.
I can't take this disrespect.
So he goes to this house, this, like, old, like, haunted house-looking thing. And it's like, oh, shit. Caesar's father, he didn't understand his father. He thought he, like, walked out on them, but really he was... saving, protecting the family from ancient evils.
Yeah.
And Caesar, young Caesar, sees a wall of the Pillar Men somewhere.
Isn't it in the Colosseum?
Maybe. And just at the last minute, then his father runs out, Mario.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, Mario Zeffoli. And
pushes his son out of the way
to
get absorbed into the wall.
And then Caesar understands that his family is
family's everything,
doing this for decades now, and we must continue.
We got twin families, forever entwined with one another. Yeah. I don't know if Caesar has a kid or if Caesar has any siblings.
Oh my god, we can only hope. Well, he does have siblings.
That's right, he does, yeah. Are we gonna see more Zeppelins?
Oh my god, I hope so.
I do too.
But
anyway, Wham comes out of the hotel, and except it's all weird because he's all hazy and stuff. And yeah. It's like, wait, isn't he? It's sunlight. It's like daytime right now. Isn't he supposed to be dying? It's like, no, he has these pipes coming out of his body that are creating a shield of air around him that are like
reflecting the light.
Yeah.
So Caesar is like, cool. Oh shit.
They go inside and duke it out, and Caesar fucks him up.
Yeah, he does. With his bubbles.
Yeah, he shoots a bunch of fucking razor bubbles at our man. Whammy is like, damn, was not prepared for this one.
You got me good, son.
Yeah. There's like a hole in the wall that he uses to reflect the light. Caesar like fills the room with like bubbles and shit, and Whammy is like, I don't know what you're like. Whammy's like, I have the high ground, Caesar. And Caesar's like, bitch, you thought. And it takes like several moments, which doesn't make any physical sense, but
for the light to like,
yeah, the, but the light like enters into, from where the light is entering into the lobby, then it like refracts off of the bubbles and stuff in like this complex series of like lenses, and until it like shines down on Wham. Mm-hmm. And it's like sort of freezing him in place. He's like, oh fuck, I'm done here.
And Caesar goes up for the finishing blow, but he makes a grave mistake by his body. He jumps up to like Hamon strike Wamu, but his body like shadows the
for a split second
the beam of light he's generated.
Yeah, and in that time
frees Wamu from like his stasis.
Yeah, Wamu hits him with the divine sandstorm and fucking tears him apart, dude. It's brutal. Blood everywhere. He falls down the stairs. He's like, damn, that was close. I almost died. Was that the
You Are Film?
Yeah, he's like, you're a film. You're... It's almost exactly the, like, when there's lightning lyric. He's like, you're a film. You're an, like, an image caught in time or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Caesar rocks, dude. But no, yeah, Caesar's dead now.
And he's monologuing and then puts his...
Oh, he, like, climbs back up the stairs all bloody and shit.
Well, what he does earlier in the fight is he takes off Lemu's lip ring.
True.
And he, like, wraps, which has the antidote in it for JoJo, and he wraps his bandana around it and puts it in a bubble with, like, his
of his own blood.
with his last remaining Hamon, and he sets it out into the room, and then he gets crushed by a chunk of ceiling that is shaped exactly like a Christian cross. And then JoJo and Lisa enter.
Machina got dragged in here too and got his arm chopped off. Machina's here.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
JoJo and Lisa arrive. And they go in and they're like, where is Caesar?
Big rip to Caesar. Man was a legend.
And they see the bubble, yeah. And he's like, oh, fuck. So JoJo takes the lip ring and puts on his bandana. And he's like, this one's for you, Caesar.
And they're like, where's Caesar? And then, like, blood starts leaking out from under the giant, the enormous stone cross that is crushing his body. And they're like, oh, no. And JoJo is crying some fucking grown man tears, man.
He's yeah.
Like, Caesar!
So is Lisa, and it's... Oh,
it's
tragic.
So much, yeah.
Their destiny is
to die.
Sacrifice for the Joestars.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a worthy destiny.
Yeah. It's great. So then I don't remember how they get from here to the Colosseum.
Well, they go through the hotel. This is when it, apparently not knowing the way out of the hotel like, is crucial.
There's Beck.
There's Wired Beck. Reference to Jeff Beck, which I thought it was the other Beck at first, but apparently Jeff Beck has an album called Wired. He sucks. He jumps out of a door and is like...
He's useless.
Yeah.
I wonder if Araki just, like, puts these references in for the bands he doesn't like.
That would be so funny.
That would be really funny. Like, for the, like, for the, like, antagonists, for the enemies that are just here for, like, literally maybe...
Like, fodder.
150 seconds.
Yeah. Beck shows up and gets killed by Lisa Lisa. Lisa Lisa is so mysterious. One of my main, outside of the Nazis, one of my main disappointments with this part, of the few that I have, is that Lisa Lisa didn't get to do as much as I wanted her to.
Yeah, I wanted to see her fight.
I did too, because she seems like she can dish it out.
Yeah.
She's so cool. But she's like sunglasses on in like this fucking dark hotel.
Yeah. So wait, then how did they get to the Coliseum?
Well, they talk to, because like they walk into the like fucking like fireplace room or whatever. Yeah. And Wham is sitting there. There's all the vampires. There's all the vampires like on the ceiling. The
agreement.
And they look at the floor and they're like, wow, there are two sets of footsteps. It was one then that I didn't carry you. And Kars is like on the other side of the room. And I'm like, all right, we're going to kill you now. Where's the redstone of Asia? And Lisa Lisa's like, there's a bomb on the stone. And so if you kill us now, then you'll never get it.
Yeah, she's lying like shit.
Yeah, she is. But they believe it.
They buy it.
Because they can't really like,
can't be like,
call you their boy.
You're full of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, am I?
So, they're
like... She's like, we're going to do one-on-one battles.
Yep.
JoJo versus Wamuu, me versus Kars. On her uneven playing ground, may the best man win, basically. Yep.
They take Lisa Lisa to the Colosseum. They're like, JoJo, get the stone. Meet us at this Colosseum in Switzerland, I guess.
Yeah.
A few miles away. Tomorrow night, and we will fight to the death.
Yep.
So they do that, pretty chill. JoJo brings the stone. He's like, wow, it doesn't have a bomb on it.
And then wow, JoJo.
And he brings it to
Dumbass.
The arena. And so we get maybe the best series of episodes of this entire show so far.
Just. We're peaking.
Actually, unquestionably the best series of episodes.
It's not even close. It starts out, so it's JoJo versus Wamuu.
Yep.
And they are not doing a simple fight. They are doing a charity race, or a chariot race, against one another, in which...
They're like the fucking vampire, Circus Maximus.
Yeah, there are vampire horses pulling their chariots.
Yeah.
There's a weapon that will be dropped...
Big pillar.
At one point on the track, that first person there gets advantage, because they get to grab the weapon they want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it's gonna go.
Yeah, and they're just gonna fight it out on these fucking chariots.
Yeah.
So, they get in it, off to the races.
First lap. What's the weapon for the first lap?
It's a big hammer. Like a sledgehammer.
Okay.
I don't remember what Joseph does to get in the lead, but he pulls off some little trickery and gets ahead of Wamuu and steals the sledgehammer. And Wamuu's like, huh, this is all part of the plan. And he fucking... arm bars the pillar and just you grabs that and fucking smashes JoJo's carriage. He's like chariot and he's like, holy shit. JoJo's knocked off the horses. Wamuu's coming at him on his horses and JoJo fucking Wamuu's like, there's a 90% chance that I will run him over and 5% chance that he dodges to the right and 5% chance he dodges to the left. It's like, bitch, check those calculations again, motherfucker. Because JoJo, when the chariot is perfectly placed away from him, then he swings the hammer down onto, like, the harness and, like, vaults into the air over the fucking horses and lands on one of them. And he turns around and he's like, ready to fucking bash in Whammy's head. He's like, but Whammy's not there. It's like, oh, shit, where'd he go?
He's in the horse.
His hand comes out of the horse and grabs JoJo's ankle. And he's, like... JoJo's like, I forgot you guys could go and stuff.
But then Wamuu makes an error when he comes out. What does JoJo do again?
Well, Wamuu's like coming out of the horse, like, it's really gross.
Yeah.
he's coming out of the horse, and he's going to hit him with a divine sandstorm. And he apparently appears to. And because JoJo goes flying, and blood goes everywhere. And it's like, oh, wow, JoJo's just dead. This is what killed Caesar, this is what killed JoJo. But apparently not, because, like, JoJo gets up, and we get the explanation that JoJo, you know, saw that coming. He was like, I knew that, like, you were going to come out and try to hit me with the Divine Sandstorm, so I wrapped the reins around your hands.
That's right.
As they were coming out, and I channeled Hamon through them.
So it cracked
your arms.
That's right, yeah.
And so
we see Wamu just, like, on his horse, and his arms are just, like, dangling.
Yeah, he looks dead in, like, a very upsetting way.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Because his arms have been Hamon, like, burned.
Yeah, and they look like they're about to, like, fall off.
So JoJo, back on the horse, he rides around to get the crossbows. This is the next weapon.
Well, first, what happens first, Zach? Wamu, arms broken, previous strategy, doesn't seem to be paying off. What the fuck? What does he do?
I don't remember.
He gouges out his eyes.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Because he's like, my vision told me one thing, and I need to trust the air to see.
So he pokes his own eyes out in a extremely bloody... Oh, he didn't even talk about Bloody Stream. The song and intro for this part is fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, he punches out his eyes and grows a horn out of his forehead that can apparently sense the wind.
Detect the wind.
Yeah, feel the air around him so he can basically see you with even greater accuracy than he could with his eyes.
Yeah.
It's insane. But yeah, two...
So then they keep riding around and the next weapon is crossbows. There's a big one and a little one. JoJo's first and he's a dummy, so he grabs the biggest one, and it's too big for him to, like, cock.
Like,
He can't pull the string back. Like, it takes too much strength, and he's just like, I can't fucking do it.
Wham grabs a small one. He's like, both crossbows come with two shots.
Yeah.
Wham grabs a small one. He's like, all right, time to send out a feeler. Fires off a crossbow shot, and it just completely fucking brains one of the horses that JoJo's riding on. It's wild. He's like fully fucking no scope headshots his horse from across the Colosseum.
And he's like, now I know where you are.
Yeah.
Now I won't miss. And it's like, oh fuck. So JoJo's trying to remain on the other side of there's a big fire burning in the middle. Yeah. So he's trying to remain on the opposite side of Wamu because it interferes with the air. But Wamu is too good.
Yeah. He, like, fires it into the sort of curve of the wall. And it, like, ricochets, it travels, like, through the fucking curve. The fucking, like, centrifugal force, I guess, or whatever, is just keeping it tied to the wall. And JoJo's like, huh, he missed. And then the ball... fucking ricochets off and hits him straight in the, like, ribs and knocks him out of the horse. He's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So Wham comes up then. And somehow falling off the horse, then it cocks the crossbow.
Yeah.
For JoJo.
Yes, exactly. And, fuck, is that whenever JoJo, like, fires it and it does the same thing?
Well, Wham comes up to him and JoJo is in, like, a bad spot because, like, that shot from the crossbow fucking hurt.
Yeah.
And he, like, desperately, like, tries to get a shot off, but it, like, misses. And Wham has him, like, basically pinned against the big fire wall.
Oh, yeah.
But then
he's, like, blowing wind at him out of, like, his horn.
Not yet? That comes in just 1 second.
Oh, right. Whenever you get... ultimate form.
Yeah, the atmospheric rift.
Yeah.
But Wamu is like, you know, he has the upper hand right now. And then suddenly the ball that JoJo shot comes careening around. He did the same fucking shit as Wham, and it went around the wall of the Colosseum and bounces off and
direct
goes
hit
straight through his fucking chest.
Wamu.
It's insane.
It's like, holy shit.
Yeah. I might have to go back and watch this episode again. Just because of how
wild
it is.
Nuts.
But then Wham is like, okay, I'm not fucking around anymore. And so he starts off the atmosphere grift. And Cars and Lisa Lisa are watching this the whole time.
Yeah.
And they're having some good, like, commentary on it all.
Yeah.
But Cars is like, oh, he's pulling out his ultimate attack. Like, this is... He won't be able to survive this too long. And Whamu's body is just, like, falling apart and shit. Because what this attack is that he, like, sucks in all the air around. His pipes come out of his body, and he starts sucking in all the air around him.
And he shoots, like, this superpower jet of air. Yeah. And it, like...
It's basically a laser.
Yeah.
But, like, the force of all the air in his body is, like, too much for him to handle. And he starts, like... Like, his body's, like, falling apart.
And he, like, launches his arms out to JoJo.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. He, out of the hole in his chest.
Yeah.
His forearms just, like, choking JoJo against the wall.
Like, with the big fire behind him. And he starts, like, blasting his air at
JoJo. The amount of times that disembodied arms, like, play a role in a fight in these final stretch of episodes is unconscionable.
Oh, my God, yeah, you're right.
But yeah, so JoJo's pinned against the wall. Wham is, like, shooting a fucking laser of wind at him. Because he can't see him, but, like, so he's just, like, sort of carving through the stone next to JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
And then JoJo is like, all right, last ditch effort. I have a flask of oil for some reason. I don't remember where he got that from. He's like, yes. I'm going to throw this in.
It's like a firebomb.
Yeah, he, like, lights it, sticks, like, a cloth in it and, like, lights it on fire. And throws it, and Wham just, like, shatters it like nothing. And the oil, like,
oh, no.
Flies everywhere. He's like, uh-oh. And he's like, all right, one last move. And he pulls off Caesar's bandana and lights it on fire and throws it at Wham. I guess trying to get them in, like, the pipes.
Yeah.
But Wham just, like, cuts this cloth up to, like, ribbons and shit. It's like, oh, shit. All right. Kind of a weak last effort. But you and I...
We know
that some
viewer at this point, if you don't think JoJo has a plan, you're a fool.
I had no idea what it was, but I was like, I know that some shit is gonna happen here, and it does.
And Wamuu is, he sucks up the oil, the, like, broken firebomb, like, the oil, like, is in the air then, and he's sucking up the oil, and at the same time as JoJo, like, throws his, like, Caesar's bandana, like, fire particles are in the air as well, and Wamuu is, like, sucking oil and fire into his body unknowingly, and
he explodes. His head is all that is remains.
Oh my god, yeah, it is.
And fucking JoJo is like, all right, Wamuu, you're down for the count. Wham is like, JoJo, I want you to finish me off now, like a warrior.
Yes.
And he, like, punches the ground next to him. He's like, I can't do it, Whamuu. I have too much respect for you. And, like, all of the fucking zombies in the crowd are like, they hate this shit. They're like, oh, we're gonna kill JoJo. And Wham, his decapitated head somehow cocks back the big crossbow and launches itself through the, like, and destroys just, like, 100 zombies. But then Wham says some parting words. JoJo's like, Caesar was always with me in this fight. And then Wham's head turns to dust. And JoJo drinks the antidote.
Wham is good. Wham is the most honorable opponent there's ever been.
I love
JoJo.
He's so good.
He's the best. He's the pupil too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cars and AC/DC are the senior pillar men.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best. But so now it's Lisa Lisa and Cars. And they are going to this, they're fighting in this, like, strange, like, ruined structure.
Yeah.
Cars takes his,
a lot of spikes everywhere.
Like crystals. Cars takes his head wrap off. And he has...
And he's the most beautiful man that's ever existed.
He's got hair. And it's good. And it is super unexpected for some reason. I was like... For whatever reason, I was not anticipating him just taking his head wrap off. And when he did, it was not what I thought it would be.
Him doing that created, like, the same reaction, the same, like, feeling in me as, like, fucking, like, JoJo pulling out, like... one of his stupid, like, plans and, like, blowing someone up or some shit like that. It was like,
he did it.
I don't know why. I just never expected him, like, that to come off. Because that just felt like a part of his character.
Yeah, no, exactly the same.
But it does, and boy, is it a treat. So Lisa and Cars are now ready for their fight. And Lisa kind of gets fucked up immediately because Cars makes this copy of himself. And he makes no bones about it that he's not here to play fair.
Yeah.
That he's here for the fucking stone.
I'm here to make friends.
Yeah. I'm here for the infinite power. And so by any means necessary, he fucks up Lisa because of his dirty tricks.
He, like, stabs her with his bone sword.
Yeah. It's pretty gnarly.
And then he ties her feet around a rope. Or no, the other way around. He does a rope around her feet.
And JoJo up to the rescue up there, but Cars basically is like, look, if you come any closer, like, I'm just going to drop Lisa. Or I'm going to cut the rope.
She's not dead, it should be said.
Yeah, and I'm going to kill her and drop her from here. And JoJo's like, oh, shit.
Got me in a pickle.
What am I going to do?
So he has to hold the rope, holding her up, while Cars just basically is free to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Like, he either lets Lisa die and is able to fight Cars on equal footing, or keeps Lisa alive and has to deal with Cars. Not great. And then, surprise, motherfucker, whose music is that? The SS?
Oh, you thought the Nazis were showing back up?
You were wrong.
You fool. The Nazis are back, and...
with Speedwagon and
Dumber than ever, perhaps. With Speedwagon and Smokey. Smokey, a character we haven't seen since literally the first episode, I don't think. Maybe the second.
I think the second.
Speedwagon's here though, and he's like, wow, I brought my friends. And it's like, thanks, Speedwagon. And he immediately assumes classic Speedwagon, like, position of narrating and dumping exposition. But so Von Stroheim's here with his Nazis, and they all have these dumbass, like, UV, like, spot floodlights attached to them. And there's, like, UV tanks.
Yeah.
Which, like, I get their reasoning, because they're like, well, light is bad for vampires. Like, that's how we defeat vampires, so let's just blast them with fucking light. It's like, okay, you're not wrong. It's just poor timing. But I forget how JoJo... Oh,
no, I remember that, actually.
Do you remember that I fucking called this?
Well, so, you just said, like, oh, I bet he did some dumb shit.
No, I said, I bet he, like, fucking wrapped the rope around his feet while he wasn't looking or some shit like that. Which is almost exactly what happened.
Yep.
So, like, JoJo...
What was his sleight of hand? What was
he his... lights his fucking scarf on fire.
Yeah, he's like, this is the timer for...
this is to motivate me, and... lights his dumb scarf on fire, and Cars is like, what?
It's inexplicable.
He's a bizarre man, but it works.
But while he's distracted by the scarf fire, admittedly, understandably so,
he rearranges the ropes
somehow
that Lisa is suspended by, so then Cars is attached to Lisa.
Yeah.
And so... Cars...
when Cars, like, cuts the rope.
Yeah. Then he, like, flips, I guess.
Yeah.
Or is pulled under.
Mm-hmm. So he, like, falls on these spikes down below. Lisa's all right. JoJo and Lisa jump down to the ground with the Nazis and stuff. And Cars is, like, chilling. And we get some backstory on Lisa.
Guess what? She's JoJo's mom.
What?
Yeah, dude, you're fucking horny for your mom for a second there. Legit,
didn't really see that coming. Partially because I mean, in the moment, when Smokey's like, he doesn't know that she's... Then I was like, okay, I fucking get it. But, like, come on, earlier in the season, like, Lisa looks, like, no older than 30.
Well, that's the thing.
And that's, like, intentional and dumb.
Yeah, JoJo... we didn't, did this happen earlier where JoJo was like, how old, you're like 50, aren't you?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. He was like, oh, ew, you're old.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, well, that actually kind of is relevant because, yeah, turns out Lisa was the little girl on the boat.
That Aaron has saved.
And yeah, she went on to have a child with Aaron's son.
George.
Named George.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is a good bow twist.
George. Do we need to explain what happened to George?
I don't remember what happened to George.
Because it was stupid.
He was a pilot.
Because of one of Dio's vampires became, like, the British Air Force commander.
Yeah. And he goes to fight him, and...
and gets killed. And then Wisa just, like, fucking walks over there and cuts him in half with Himon. And then she's on the run.
It's pretty cool.
Very cool.
But yeah. So Wisa is JoJo's mom, which is cool, I guess.
Not really.
Okay. Cars is lying face down on the ground. And then
is so funny.
Cars is lying face down on the ground, right? And it's like, well, shit. What's he gonna do now?
The tank is, like, heating up.
Yeah, and Cars, like, jumps up somehow from his prone position, and everybody's like, oh god, and then he like lands again,
like, yeah, literally, like,
and it's like, okay, what was that?
You can't do this on concrete.
And then the tank, and where Stroheim gives the orders, and it's like, all right, shine your lights, and the tank blasts the UV at him, and Cars whoosh, like Michael Jackson end of like thriller, like, turns his head, and he's wearing the mask.
It has a stone in it.
And
this, somehow, I guess, that blast of UV light, like, levels him up to max.
Like, the stone, like, is activated by light, I guess. Which, I don't know if that was ever explained, but whatever. We're this far in.
Like, I don't know anything about this stone.
Yeah, no, me neither. But the stone is activated by light, and so it gives the wearer, in this case Cars, like, this unlimited power.
He becomes the ultimate life form.
Yeah, he can take the form of any, like, creature on Earth.
We get a helpful diagram of what the ultimate life form is. Can you, do you remember what the details are, Zach?
No.
You don't? Okay, let me run it down. You are invincible.
Oh, that's right.
You cannot die of old age.
You cannot die of old age.
And you just can't die.
And you can't die.
And you can also take on the properties of any organism.
Yeah.
So Cars does this by fucking turning his hand into a squirrel. That was so weird.
To a different squirrel, and it, like, fucks it up and eats it.
Yeah, and then, like, it jumps right at the Nazis, and it goes through, like, Stroheim's, like, robot chest and starts, like, killing a bunch of Nazis, and then it comes back to Cars.
And it's like, oh, this is fucked up. But so Cars is now activated. can take on the properties. He can change his body to form the different, like, properties of any sort of creature on Earth. So he gives himself, like, wings and, like...
and the sun can't hurt claws
and shit like that. And, yeah, he's immune to the sun now. And this is bad news.
Yeah.
So JoJo's like, all right, you know the plan, right? And Smokey's like, what's that? Or Smokey's like, yeah, I think I do. They did this in New York, and he's like, run! So JoJo runs away, and he jumps off a cliff, and there's a plane.
For some reason, Smokey is running along with him.
Yeah, Smokey, like, what are you gonna do?
I don't know why you're here yet.
But JoJo jumps off the cliff, and there's this big fucking, like, German plane that, like, flies up at the same time, and JoJo's piloting it now.
Yeah, he knows how to fly planes.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, this needs to buy me some time so I can figure out what the fuck to do with Cars.
Yeah.
But Cars is, like, flying after him now because he has wings. And he's, like, JoJo's trying to, like, shoot Cars. And Cars is, like, launching, like, feathers at him. And the feathers turn into, like, armadillo shells that, like, puncture the fucking glass. They fuck up the, like, cockpit and they, like, puncture the plane. And inside the plane, the shells turn into piranhas, which are, like, eating JoJo. And he's like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
It's all very, very cool.
So the plane that JoJo comes up with. So the plane can move faster than cars, because cars is still limited by, you know, how fast birds can fly and shit.
Yeah.
So the plane is moving faster, but cars is, like, right on its tail, not giving him a single moment to breathe.
Yeah.
And Jojo is like, I got it. I have an idea. There's a volcano off the coast of Italy that I could fly to.
Yes.
And I'm going to shove fucking cars in the volcano.
Into the lava, because he's like, there's no way he can survive that.
So they are nearing this volcanic island, and something happens with the plane, I guess. Is that when the piranhas come?
Maybe.
It feels weird that there would be a delay on the armadillo shells being in the plane.
There definitely is a delay, though. Like,
is there? Yeah. I think then that's when the piranhas come in, and Jojo's like, oh, I gotta bail.
I gotta go.
And so there's, like, a parachute,
that's right.
Like, unfolds outside of the plane, and Cars, like, swoops up to it, because he thinks it's Jojo, and everybody from a mile away can be like, that's definitely not Jojo, and it's not, and
she's
Cars...
like a pillow.
Yeah, with, like, a smiley face on it, and Cars is like, what the hell? And then the plane somehow manages to get behind him to the point of, like, running in, like, pinning him to the nose, and Jojo's still in the plane, and they're flying straight into the volcano. Which is, like, apparently very active.
Yeah, it is about to explode, it would appear.
And...
I guess it literally is.
And Cars is, like, about to, like, disengage himself from, like, the plane and shit. Because I guess he's the ultimate life form, and he can deal with the forces of gravity and physics better than most people. But then, whose hand is that flies out of nowhere and pins him to the fucking plane?
Could it be? My god, is that Von Stroheim?
Is this that...
Once again, this fucking guy. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
He's just, like, sitting on, like, the pontoon on the plane. And Jojo's like, Stroheim, is that you? He's like, yes, it is. I got you,
here's
man.
Here's to you,
worry.
Kid.
So, Cars is, like, pinned to the plane as it's, like, hurtling into the volcano. And Stroheim somehow manages to get Jojo out of the plane. And is like, alright, this is going to be a fucking rough landing.
And boy, is it.
But I got you, fam. And Jojo's like, thanks. And Stroheim, like, as the plane
he's
is like...
He's holding on to Jojo.
And the plane is probably like 40 feet above the volcanic island. And moving at a very... At like 240 miles per hour. Or kilometers per hour, I guess, is what they use. And so Stroheim grabs Joseph... jumps out of the plane, and in slow motion, we see his, like, feet hit the ground and just shatter completely.
And his legs just explode upon contact with the ground, and he, like, but, hey, Jojo's alive.
Yeah, Jojo's perfectly fine. Stroheim's upper body is still intact.
Yeah.
Such a this fucking
stupid
guy.
Fucking show.
But Cars is in the volcano, and he looks like he's burning up. Yeah. He, like, tries to give himself a crab shell, but that doesn't work, because lava's hot. I think Jojo says, it's magma, idiot.
And so Stroheim and Jojo are like, hell yeah, we did it. Like, Cars has melted, or whatever. And then...
Bone blades slice.
Shrink cuts off Jojo's arm.
Yeah, cuts up straight through the fucking rock, and Jojo's arm comes off, and that
like,
was
holy shit.
Crazy,
that
dude.
Was great. That was legit fucking wild.
Did not see that coming.
What so is going on?
Some, like, hot science real quick, that Cars created a bubble layer of air to insulate himself from the lava, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't know what the fuck that's all about.
And he was able to then dig... Like,
under the rock
in the volcano, and he, like, came up right where Jojo was and shlink
cut his arm off.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my god, what are we gonna do?
And so he's about to, like, fucking kill him, and he's like gonna swing on him one last time. Stroheim is useless at this point, he's just a torso, and Jojo is, like, in shock basically, and they're like, this show does a lot of, like, color palette changes like spontaneously, and like this color palette makes Cars look so much like Dio.
Yes.
I don't know if you thought that also, but like his hair is all like, his previously was like just like purple, like mane of flowing hair, and now it's blonde, and it's so fucking wild.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god,
Could it be?
Picard's about to finish off JoJo, and JoJo just sort of instinctively with his other hand holds it up, and he's holding the red stone.
Mm-hmm. And Picard's like, oh, shit.
Picard's like, taps it, I guess, and it shoots fucking, like, Hamon through JoJo's hand and into the earth, which, like, causes, like, this eruption of the volcano, and the stone sort of platform that they're on.
Yeah, this chunk of, like, earth is launched into the, like, stratosphere. Yeah,
it reaches... The narrator helpfully tells us that it reaches escape velocity.
Which is, like, at this point, it's like, yes.
And just, like... Cars is like, you know, this is, like, a hell of a last-ditch effort of you, but, like, I'm still gonna kill you right now. And then all these just, like, rocks start pelting him.
Yes.
And I think... Doesn't, like, JoJo's hand also come into play and start, like, choking him?
I don't
think so. As they're, like, flying through the air?
I don't think that happens.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Maybe it does. I might be misremembering.
But JoJo's like, ha, I knew this would happen.
I stacked the deck. And he's just, like, internally
he's like, I had no idea.
But which, I know it's gonna make him mad.
Which is great. Like, that's such a great fucking moment.
And Cars is just, like, sent into, literally into space.
Yes.
And he tries to,
literally, like, he leaves orbit.
Yeah, he is outside of the Earth. And he tries...
Which, he's not dead.
No, he's...
Because he can't die.
No.
As you might remember.
As the textbook earlier told us.
He is both invulnerable and can never die.
Yep. So, he, like, tries to, like, shoot, like, these, like, air pipes come out of his body, a la Wayamu. And he tries to, like... You know, push himself back to Earth, but, like, they freeze up in space, and his, like, wings freeze up as well, and his whole body just, like, freezes up and turns to stone, essentially, and he ends up just hurtling through space, and we get this very brief moment of complete existential horror of, like, Cars could never die, even though he wanted to.
Yep.
He became half mineral and half organic, and, after a certain point, he just stopped thinking.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Cars is still floating through space, yes, to this day.
There is nothing that will get him out of this hell that he's living in.
It's true. It is a fate worse than death. I've heard somewhere that, like, apparently, like, all of the, like, main JoJo villains from this point on have, like, a similar, like, oh, you thought death was bad sort of endings. Which is just insane to me. I don't know how much worse you can go than, like, endlessly floating through the vacuum of space.
So
Joseph dies.
Everybody thinks JoJo's dead. And they're at a funeral some unspecified amount of time later. With Granny Aaron is there, Speedwagon's there, the whole gang's there,
basically. Sherman's not there, because apparently we're at war with them now.
Yeah, like, yeah. Obvious reason.
That was insane.
And it's the funeral for JoJo. And then, lo and behold, it should be said, I could have totally seen JoJo, like, just not being alive. Like, because of how, like, Jonathan ended.
Yeah,
I was like, you know,
there's a precedent established that, like, the show's not afraid to kill its main characters.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? This is the end. Like, I don't know anything about future seasons of JoJo, but Joseph could definitely be dead. In which case, did he go out.
Sure did.
But, by God, who is that approaching the funeral? It's Joseph Joestar. He's back. And he's here. And
he's 19 years old.
He did not realize he's at his own funeral right now.
He has a robot hand now, courtesy of the Nazis.
Yeah, they gifted him.
They were
generous.
You got one on us for that one.
And everybody's like, oh, hell yeah, JoJo. And he's also married to Suzy Q the time, I guess, it took for him to get over back to America.
And I guess she's hot now.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of how it ends then.
We get a nice little, like, montage of what everybody was up to.
Speedwagon
lived died a fruitful
life.
Yep.
Without sex.
He literally, so it says, like, so Granny Arno, like, died. She, like, died surrounded by her loved ones at age 82. And it's like, good for you. You, like, you earned that one.
Yeah.
Arno.
Been through some shit.
Yeah, man. Speedwagon continued to, like, work with as the president of the Speedwagon Foundation until his death in, like, 1954. He remained single.
Yeah. So good.
Whenever,
it has, like, a little thing for Von Stroheim, which I don't remember exactly what that was.
Oh, you don't remember that he, fought bravely in the Battle of Stalingrad, oh, where he lost his life? Von Stroheim was canonically killed by communists in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Smokey became the first black mayor of Georgia.
That's right.
And Joseph.
Why? What happened?
Well, Lisa married a Hollywood screenwriter and moved to America.
Yeah.
The fuck weird. Is that? We don't get any insight into what happened to Machina.
I don't. Yeah, I'm fine with that though.
I'm assuming that he's gonna play a straights like role.
You think so?
I have no idea, but I can only imagine.
Huh.
Of coming back briefly to kick off the next
vampire.
Season. Yeah.
Maybe. He very well could.
And Joseph.
JoJo. That leaves us with one.
I love this.
He's in the airport. We see him.
Mm-hmm. And he fucking hates Japanese people.
And he hates Japanese people.
But he loves his Walkman.
His Sony Walkman. And also, he looks very different.
He looks... I mean, he's still fucking
hot.
He
looks great.
Everybody in the show... Literally not a single ugly person in this entire show. Not an ugly, like, named character.
Impossible for Araki to... draw.
Yeah, to not draw a beautiful man.
Yeah. But so JoJo is, it's the 80s now. And JoJo's like, you know, he's like, what, 50? 60? At this point?
In his 60s, probably, yeah.
And he is...
Hamon does well for aging.
Yeah. And
canonically.
JoJo's in the airport to travel overseas to Japan to see his son.
Granddaughter? Or just his daughter?
I think it's his daughter.
Okay. Because his beef with the Japanese people is
That his daughter lives over there.
His daughter married a Japanese man, yeah. And now just he never sees her.
Yeah.
Which that's like, okay, I can do without like the possible racism there, but like also real dad hours.
Yeah, no, that's not a like
Joseph becoming
problematic reason.
Joseph becoming like a I love my daughter guy, yeah, is like not a turn I was expecting, but is what I'm here for.
And that's kind of how it ends then. Actually, it ends with we get a little shot. A
brief little sneak peek.
There's a man shrouded in darkness.
Well, first, there's a boat lifting up.
Oh, that's true.
Dio's coffin from the Atlantic Ocean, which, you know, Dio was not in that coffin, it was Arena, but I'm willing to let this slide.
Yeah. And it's like, ooh, hold up. And then we get a little shot of a man shrouded in darkness in what looks to be like a prison cell. And that's it.
That's the end, yeah. That's our next JoJo.
And that's JoJo Part 2.
Yeah, Part 1 and Part 2. Part 2 is incredible, Nazis aside.
Part 2.
I can only imagine Araki, I can't picture him having any sort of ideological sympathies at this point. He is just purely the most, like, but wouldn't it be fucking cool?
Yes.
Like, type of guy.
I think I would say Part 1 is fine and is enjoyable for its pretty dumb moments and really dumb characters. I would say the first half of Part 2, I would say it's, like, slightly better than that.
When we meet Caesar, I think, is when it gets
when
popping.
We meet Caesar. Or, yeah, when we meet Caesar, when the Pillarmen are, like,
yep,
here. Then it's, like,
we're in
okay,
it.
we are in high gear now.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff with the Nazis in the first half, it's, like, I think it's, like, slightly better than Part 1, generally. But
just because I think Joseph is such a better character.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
He's so good, dude.
But then the second half of Part 2 is when this show goes places that are it does not go previously.
It's something of a bizarre adventure.
You might call it that. where it just gets so wild.
It's so good.
And dude. So much. The show is the most, never not the most.
Yeah.
At any given absolutely. Time. And it, I think the second half really becomes that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the last five episodes are just, like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And just, like, they're spectacle.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I'm excited to see where the show goes.
I am too.
I cannot imagine where this is going to go from here. I guess there's really no indication whatsoever.
Do you know if Joseph is going to be in the next part?
Yeah, it seems like it. I think I saw his picture in one of the, like, episode screen caps. I'm thinking he'll probably just play, like, a speedwagon type role.
I'm not ready to leave with Joseph yet. I would love to just get more Joseph, old Joseph.
I'm only gonna be ready if the new JoJo is, like, anywhere near as good. Then I'll be like, okay. We'll move on now.
We can pass the torch.
Like, I have no idea where this show is going to look like in hell the next season. Because what the fuck just happened in the second season?
It's tough to imagine them, like, stepping up their game. But I have the faith in the world.
And I think this show is just so fun because it is just like, hey, here's just really stupid shit that's gonna just keep happening. And, like, just really, like, cool guys being cool. And it's like, alright, that's cool.
I'm here for it.
Like, right now, both our animes are pretty, of a different variety than some that we've talked about on this show. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It is fun and just so dumb and so over the top, and
it's extremely good. I'm so happy I'm a fan of JoJo. I finally took the dive to watching this show.
I'm glad you did as well.
Because, man, I'd be lying if I had said that I did not. I am not constantly thinking of the ending of Battle Tendency since we watched it a few days ago. It's so good. But it's gonna be a little while until we get to part 3, yeah. Stardust Crusaders, as it's called.
Yeah, what our plan is, which is a hell of a title.
It seems to imply more space.
Which
cannot go wrong
fine
with that.
Yep. Our plan, as far as the anime content goes, is
to keep it coming, baby.
We're gonna try and finish Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z, I should say. When we'll be done, who knows? We'll definitely have episodes along the way about Dragon Ball Z, but
we'll be giving updates.
Like, we won't be back into JoJo for a while, unfortunately, which might become hard at times.
Or it might be a nice motivating force.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. But, like, so our focus is going to shift to Dragon Ball Z pretty much entirely. As far as anime goes, we may watch, like, there might be other shows that crop up and appear on the show, but, like, for now, like, anime-wise, it's going to be Dragon Ball Z for and until we're done with it, which who knows how long that may be. I'm really excited to get back into it.
I am too.
I think we're about to get into the really killer part with Frieza's
enough saga. Playing around.
Yeah, like, I think I'm really excited to get back into Dragon Ball. But, yeah, JoJo is pretty far out on the horizon, but it's still there. And after that, I don't know what. We were kicking around some ideas, but that's not for a long way off. So we don't need to figure that out, what's next until that. But yeah. Any closing thoughts on JoJo or Dragon Ball? Or anime? Any shout-outs, I suppose? I'm going to split these up into two episodes also. If you're listening to this, then you know that. But I'm not posting a 3-hour anime episode.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't have any shout-outs I can think of. I'm gonna be honest, I was looking earlier at, like, how much does it cost to, like, how much would it cost to buy, like, the JoJo manga?
Hey, man. If you want to go for it, go for it.
It's, like, $20 per, like, volume, which is not even, like, a whole part, quote-unquote.
I'm probably pretty far off from ever getting into manga.
It's just comics.
I know, but, like, I don't even read comics, is the thing.
Sure. I guess I have more exposure to that stuff than you.
But, I mean, hey, if you want to do that, go for it. I haven't really been watching anything else. Any anime, no, especially, but, yeah. Excited to get back into it. Keep an eye out for the next Dragon Ball Z episode. Probably in a few weeks. Keep an eye out for... We have a music episode I feel inclined to create soon. So keep an eye out for that. Anything else?
I don't think I have anything.
Alrighty. Well, thank you folks for listening.
Oh, anime shout out. My Neighbor Totoro. Everybody already knows it. Everybody loves it. They're right to do so.
Okay. Alrighty then. Well, thank you all for listening. We will catch you around. Bye-bye.
Oh, goodbye, JoJo.